Okay, we are on with episode 3 of Masks. Let's start.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. We will start with our old pal, Splendid.
Hello.
Tell us what happened last time, Splendid.
What did happen last time, Splendid?
What happened last time, Splendid?
Well, last time, their heroes and villains collided, maybe. There was a touch of drama, perhaps. And I remember hearing that my place got wrecked up.
Yeah, I was going to do a cold open. Splendid. You walk into your home after you've been away for a little 2-day trip with your family. It was lovely.
You got a tan. Is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a tan. Uh-huh. I was like under
a
parasol the entire time.
It was a spray tan.
No, he's like me. Like, basically,
yeah, Splendid's a fucking ponce. He can't go out in the sun for more than a few seconds or else he'll burn, don't you know?
That's why I said he got a spray tan.
His costume covers his entire body because he'll get a sunburn otherwise.
He's so white he moonburns.
That's a good one, I like that.
Yep.
You turn your spare key in the door, push it open. And a few things catch your notice. For instance, your floor is stained with spilled beer, vomit, and blood.
Wait, blood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bled all over the place.
I did.
When that lady clawed your face off.
Forgot about that.
Your walls
we cleaned
are
up a little bit.
Covered in graffiti.
Your French doors don't match.
Yes, the French doors you used to have aren't there anymore. Someone put in different French doors that don't really fit, were not properly installed, and don't go with anything.
Oh, and what was it? Was it a coffee table or an ottoman that vanished because they went through the doors?
Yeah, you don't coffee have table. A coffee table anymore. And if you turned on a black light in here,
oh god,
it would be unpleasant.
Hey, one of your rooms is fine.
Which one is
like
that?
Somebody cleaned up. Like, the place smells like Febreze.
No, we didn't actually clean up. We just sprayed a bunch of Febreze.
That's teenage cleanup. Oh, and don't forget the maids. Like all of the maids' supplies are just in a pile by the door.
And your house.
She dropped them and walked off.
Yes.
Maybe there's a note saying your maid quit.
Did you guys leave him a note?
No. Alloy certainly did not. He
Spook
was busy.
Spook may have. Let's see if she did. I don't
like a post-it note on the fridge.
Yeah, like maid quit.
Spray painted it on the wall.
Yeah, Spook left
yeah,
a note.
Actually, yeah, Spook would have been the one, didn't she? I remember somebody deciding that they would leave a note about the maid. Maid quit, not sure what to do, or something like that.
Oh no, just maid quit.
So, that's your penthouse.
One of the rooms is in pristine condition, though.
Except it's got all these, like, creepy goth candles and incense burning all over the place. And
yeah, but that's, like, that's it in pristine condition normally.
She replaced the curtains with blackout curtains.
She's very neat otherwise.
Oh dear, some vandals seem to have gotten in.
Well, your walls are tagged inkling, so you have an idea of what might have happened.
Oh dear, some vandals seem to have gotten in. Guess I'll have to temporarily switch to the hotel.
The one you own?
I'm sure one of the staff will notice and notify someone of the problem.
Just figure it out.
So you just turn around and walk out?
Yep.
Okay. Respawn. What happened last time?
Oh man, so many things happened. Well, we had a party. It was great. Right up until the point when Freddy Cat decided to come in and fuck everything up. She even invited the Beta Trio.
Who's fuck these?
I know, right? Well, Freddy Cat is, frankly, kind of a bitch. Yeah, she's one of those heroes who's, like, more of a celebrity than a hero. You know, got an Instagram account of her beating the taking selfies after beating the shit out of criminals, things like that.
Yep.
And, the Beta Trio are, I don't know if you remember Alloy's backstory.
Jameson would love her.
Fish
I don't know if you remember Alloy's backstory, but they were the first criminal crew that he took on with, I'm sorry, Rob, can you...
The Stooge.
Thank you. Well, they showed up. Thankfully, we managed to cow them into leaving, along with Freddy Cat, who was all like, yo, this party sucks, but, we accidentally tore the fuck out of the place. You really shouldn't.
We?
I just redecorated.
We?
Yes, we, as in me, Respawn, Alloy.
Alloy did not.
Oh, that's right. Alloy was not there. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, he got a call and was like, fuck.
Me, Inkling, and Congo Jack.
Whoa!
Yes, you were there and partying.
With my brother, Yancey.
You were absolutely partying with Yancey.
So is his name Yancey Jack?
No, Congo Jack's my hero name.
Oh. Yeah.
He's Yancey Fry.
Yeah, Yancey's his brother.
Yeah. That said, we received a call from Aegis that there was some supernatural activity happening at the boardwalk. In the meantime, Alloy, trying to make it up to his boyfriend Carlos for getting at the party, because he was shirking his duties, decided to take him out on a date. They were accosted by the rogue spirit Rampage Ghost, who was causing trouble in the park in order to lure Respawn there, because goddamn, she is a really crazy, obsessive person. Person? Dead person? I mean, are ghosts people? I would say ghosts are people. Would you guys say ghosts are people?
Not Trump's America.
Yeah, no.
You needing to ask that makes you racist.
He's a ghost.
He's
some of his best
people.
Friends are the ghosts.
He's like 132nd ghost.
Yeah, she's anyway. So
she's in a stink bomb.
She's terrorizing the park. We managed to lure her away from innocent people while Alloy tried to make an escape with Carlos. Carlos ended up storming off, and after bitching him out for acting weird and. Still doesn't suspect him of being Alloy, thankfully, but Alloy comes up, helps us out, and it's funny, we all engaged in a long round of pity partying where we all thought we were useless when in fact everybody had a really equal contribution to the day.
Hey, I didn't think I was useless.
No, you were fantastic. You came up
I'm amazing at everything. Everyone else is retarded and doing shit wrong.
To be completely fair, Alloy did nothing to help. He only made things worse.
He did throw a Ferris wheel car into the ocean.
Yeah, you passed
the perfect Ferris wheel car off of the Ferris wheel that had people in it.
But this isn't brief. The ghost was lured away from the boardwalk by Respawn and crew. Respawn insisted on her not being harmed because he is terrified of her being harmed, believing that it will also harm him. And thinking quickly and with a little bit of ritual help from Spook, we sealed her inside of one of Congo Jack's stink bomb arrows.
I have those.
She is currently in possession of Respawn, who I don't really know what I'm going to do with her, but she is here and I can hear her and it's driving me crazy.
In her defense, you're kind of crazy to begin with.
I was, and we got a little bit of an inkling of that. I say... in direct reference to Inkling trying to draw sigils on my rapidly deteriorating body.
Oh, we could have put her in like a spray paint can. We're idiots.
My hands.
That would have been.
Yeah, but then she would have accidentally sprayed the ghost out.
Yeah,
no, you pulled.
At least when she's inside the stink bomb arrow, like we know if she's ever going to break out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like what we do to gas lines. Oh God, do you smell it? I smell gas. No.
Yeah.
It's like, do you smell gas? Yeah, I think that ghost is out.
Or you're having a stroke.
Or someone's farting.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Or someone's making egg salad.
I like egg salad.
I do too. It just smells like farts sometimes.
It depends on the quality of eggs you use. But that's basically what happened in brief. I mean, there were a few smaller things in between, but yeah, party, ghost, terrorizing a boardwalk, we lured her away and sealed her inside a stink bomb arrow.
Okay, I got a question for Congo Jack, because yes. I don't have these in my notes. What are your current drives?
I signed off get drunk or high with a teammate. I've got kiss someone dangerous, punch someone you probably shouldn't, and drive a fantastical vehicle.
You should punch Alloy while he's all meddled up.
Or respawn, ever.
Anybody. Honestly, I'm just going to punch one of you.
Yeah. It's coming out of nowhere. Just being like, sucker punch to the throat, bitch!
Depending on when he would try to punch me, he might just go right through me.
Yeah, like just pass through. Wouldn't even touch.
Real drain some of my life force when I touch you.
Hey, ugh. I don't think you guys know I can do that yet.
Didn't you
That's
do
true,
that?
Yeah.
I didn't succeed in it.
Yeah, and plus, even if she did, it's not like we would know what she was doing exactly.
Just being a ghost.
Just ghost things.
Yep.
Nick, do you have Alloy's drives?
Oh no, I forget you picked.
All right, because you upgraded. Yeah.
Oh, yep. I do actually. Help okay, a teammate good. When they need me most. Get a new costume. Pull off a ridiculous stunt. And reject someone who tells you that you shouldn't be here.
Yes.
Good. You shouldn't be here.
I reject
sign it
you.
Off, sign it off.
Okay. Splendid. As you are walking out of your trashed penthouse, the elevator opens to the floor, and there is a person you do not recognize, although you recognize the style of kind of ratty street clothes with baggy pants and a heavy coat concealing paint cans and all other tools of the graffiti artist trade. This person has a backwards Pokemon trainer hat on and is kind of hard to define. He's got a very feminine figure, but obviously trying to appear masculine. A teenager, about 17 years old. He kind of steps cautiously out of the elevator, looking around, looks up at you. Hey, you live in that penthouse?
Yes, I do. Why? Are you looking for someone?
Yeah, is Inkling here?
To my knowledge, no one is in there. And I have it locked, so no one can get in.
Okay, one of us still has the keys.
They had the key last time.
I don't need a key.
Technically, most of us don't, but
regardless,
more destructive.
Regardless, you don't really want to be in there right now. It's a mess. I'm sure some of my people will take care of it. And who are you, by the way?
I'm Mankey.
Mankey? Like the Pokemon.
Yeah, man, you're into Pokemon?
I'm sort of... I don't know. It seems to be the older crowd that likes it more. But I like a Vanillin or two.
I like the old ones. They're cool and retro.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They call me Mankey because I climb like a Mankey. She does like a Mankey dance.
Oh, okay.
Have you been intentionally switching pronouns?
Maybe.
Okay.
So, why are you looking for Inkling?
Because someone else is looking for Inkling.
Oh, really? Well, perhaps we can find her together, then. I'm guessing you mean that in a bad way, right? Someone is looking for her in a bad way?
No.
No? Oh. Are you looking for her in a bad way?
No, I'm friends with Inkling.
Oh, okay. Who else is looking for Inkling?
You're not going to believe me if I tell you.
Okay.
The Renaissance you can, anyway. Man.
The Renaissance Man. I don't even know who that is.
You
would all be so
superheroes.
Being one, I assume he would sort of be.
This would be a like, Silver Age superhero.
Oh, okay. Very famous. Probably.
Danny DeVito? Danny DeVito's in town?
Also rich, so.
Oh, okay. Yep, probably do know. Like, oh, okay. Him.
Yeah. The Renaissance Man, a.k.a. Walter Vetico. Quite a lot of renown, now semi-retired and super wealthy businessman. He's a brilliant inventor and has many powers, including the ability to weave magic into enchanting effects, and he can shape stone with his bare hands.
Nice.
Yeah. Now I'm just picturing that he has bare hands.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, man. That's why we gotta find Inkling. He's looking for her.
Okay, sure. Do I have her phone number? Cell phone number?
Probably.
Maybe? I guess.
Because we all have cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call her.
Okay. Yeah, it is the morning after the circus incident. Inkling, where are you?
I'm actually in the library, grabbing a bunch of ghost-related books and movies.
Okay. They only have Ghostbusters 2.
Oh.
Grabbing it anyways.
Do they at least have ghosts?
Stuff is actually built, like, based like, in reality some fashion.
Probably. Do they have Ghost Dad? That's one that might be a good reference. They
How about Ghost? The one with the the one with the pottery wheel and like Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, that's Ghost.
Yeah.
Do they have a rental copy of the Ghostbusters video game for the seventh generation console?
No. You want the Ghostbusters TV show.
Ooh, the real Ghostbusters or Extreme
cartoon
Ghostbusters?
Or
Ghostbusters?
Whichever one had Slimer.
Any Scooby Doo?
Several of them did.
We done? Have we hit all ghost-based media?
No,
but sort of. I think we're okay for now.
You haven't said Casper at all.
Oh, the friendly ghost?
Yes, but no one would want to get rid of him.
Wow.
He could be annoying.
He's friendly.
Yeah.
He probably is, yeah. Or friendly.
Friendly annoying?
Sure. Annoyingly friendly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Child death.
Inkling, you are drifting through the stacks, pulling out anything with ghosts involved in it. Actually, a particular one catches your eye. Mm-hmm. There's a book called Undying Love, the unauthorized story of the supervillain power couple, Dr. Phantasma and the Revenant.
Oh, okay.
Supervillain power couple. I like that. I like that phrase.
And your phone rings in the library. Rude.
I'm gonna automatically hang up on it because it's the library and then silence it.
Okay. Well, when you hang up on it, you can see Splendid called you.
He can wait.
Oh snap.
Ooh.
Ow.
Yeah, it rings twice and then goes to voicemail. Just long enough to know that she looked at it and hung up on you.
Her phone must be off. I optimistically say. Well, Then I don't know where she is. Ooh, do we use find my friends? Or set up a family?
No.
Damn it. Well, then I don't know where she is. Sorry, Mankey.
Is it cool if I hang out till she comes back?
Not here.
Oh.
Splendid is rude.
I mean, I'm leaving. And, I mean, there were vandals. They might come back, so, you know. I was just going to head on over to my the hotel room we have on permanent reservation. You know, for situations like this.
Or when vandals break in. You want.
All right.
Okay, then.
Mankey just follows you.
Mankey!
I go there. It's nice. It's a nice place.
Yeah. People are staring at you when you bring this street urchin into the nice hotel.
They can shove it.
Just pay them enough money and they'll stop looking.
Respawn.
Yes.
Where are you hanging out the day after the fair fiasco?
I unfortunately didn't get an opportunity to say that I was going back to the penthouse, which I would have done. So
maybe you did and then you left?
Yeah, or I'm probably just
you
out.
Could be there. I think Splenda just walked in, saw that the place was trashed, and said someone else will deal with this.
Yep. Oh, it could have been like in the bathroom or something.
Actually, if anything, I was probably sleeping. I can only imagine that it's been a rough last couple of days.
Yep.
I wake up at the crack of 2, and, well, nobody's gotten back yet. Is the place still trashed?
I assume so.
I'm gonna continue cleaning. There's only one set of keys, and I think Congo Jack's got them.
Why do I have the keys?
Because
I
you're
think
the
I would
one.
Have kept it.
Yeah, I think Inkling had the keys most of the time.
I thought that we gave him to Congo Jack.
I don't remember even talking about it.
It went on the table, and then Inkling grabbed it, and I don't believe
So then, yeah, she probably would still have it. I thought that
I'll
for
also
some
send
reason,
out a group text message saying that some vandals got into the hideout, and it's trashed right now. We should just wait a while so some of my people can fix it up.
I'll
text back that your maid quit.
Consuela? That was her name? Consuela?
That's racist.
I don't think that we got a name. We just had a vaguely racist Hispanic accent from Nick, and that's all we had to go on.
Vaguely?
Everything Nick does is vaguely racist.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll send a text message to my dad about it.
Well, I would say after the library going, I would head back to the hideout also, the apartment.
Hideout? Because
there's still a TV there?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to turn on the TV and see if we made the news.
There is no coffee table, though.
Citywide manhunt for the crazy metal man who ripped the Ferris wheel apart.
Yeah, I'm going to make some coffee, clean up a little bit, put the TV on, try to ignore the whispers of the stink bomb.
Yeah, you're like a blurb. Like, the fair has shut down for the weekend due to a supernatural incident. Hero Alloy is being blamed for collateral damage.
Collateral damage.
You should change your name to Collateral Damage.
Captain Collateral.
Captain Collateral Damage.
Splendid. You get a text back from your dad that says, if I find out this had anything to do with your superhero friends, this is coming out of your trust fund.
Your trust fund is several hundred million dollars. Repairs for a penthouse is probably going to be chump change.
It's probably not several hundred million.
Maybe just several dozen million.
Well, do you have any siblings?
I believe we covered that he's an only child.
So, nope, pretty huge trust fund.
One day I'm going to have to marry someone else rich.
Okay, Spook?
I would probably be, sorry. Like, at a distance, watching at least where my parents used to live.
Interesting. So you're creeping on the funeral home.
Yeah.
Because they absolutely live in the funeral home.
Well, that's where we used to live.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm creeping on them. Trying to, you know, stay hidden, but...
Yeah, you creep. There's... It's kind of an old part of town, so there's a narrow alleyway that you can creep in.
Mm-hmm.
You see your mom come out and pick up the morning paper, as she always does. You expect that she's about to do the crossword in ink, as that is part of her morning ritual.
Mm-hmm.
She scoops it up, looks around.
I try to hide away when, you know, she might look in my direction.
She looks tired.
Huh. Some late nights.
Ah, chicka bow wow, chicka bow wow.
Well, that only happens after victories.
She steps back inside. You can see, as she's closing the door, she's punching the code into the security panel to arm the defenses. The dog barks in the distance.
In real life and in the game?
Yes. You feel just an overwhelming sense of dread. Like, you are being watched and judged in this moment. And it speaks to you in the bottom of your soul that you are at a crossroads of your existence.
Mm-hmm.
And that you could probably walk back in that home and be greeted with hugs and open arms and a hot cup of cocoa. But you don't know what's right.
I'm gonna try peering through a window.
Okay. Any window in particular?
One away from the main road, and probably, I guess, near where, like, a living room or something would be.
Okay. You peer through the window. You see your father, Harold, sitting in his black terry cloth robe, watching the news. His dog, a pure white pup named Scap, lays on the couch next to him. You didn't understand till you were older, but Scap never seemed to get any older. You have some vague childhood memories of him dying, then going off to a farm, and then he came back from the farm.
Is he a wiener dog?
Absolutely.
Frankenweenie.
Your dad scritches him on the head and makes a gesture at the TV, and it flips rapidly through some channels.
Can I see what he was watching?
He was watching the news.
Okay.
And in fact, with your special senses, you can see the spirits of the dead move at his command and change the channel on the TV.
Yeah, that's just how he changes the channel.
Imagining a supervillain with like a just a beer gut and spirits changing the channel for him.
Isn't that just how remote controls work?
Yeah.
No, you use telekinesis to actually go press the buttons on the receiver.
No, you use ghosts.
Oh, okay.
That's how we did it in my family.
Oh, well then. In my family, we have people to run the remote for you.
So do they. They're just dead people.
We had this discussion. Are ghosts people? Actually, we didn't have a discussion. We posed
in Trump's America, they're not.
Right.
Okay.
So he looks to see if anyone's watching, but he doesn't look out the window, because why would he?
Yep.
And then the TV flips over to an old home movie. And you see yourself as a child. You assume your mom is filming it because your dad is in front of it, fitting you for your Halloween costume. You were going to be a little ghoulish creature. And you remember that costume very well because it became a permanent fixture in your house, as you eventually adopted it as your first sidekick uniform.
Aww.
Your mom's footsteps draw closer to the living room. He flips the TV quickly back to Sports Center, which isn't fooling anyone.
Yeah.
You see Scap lift his head, tilt over, start sniffing. He jumps off the couch and runs over towards the window that you are peering through.
I'm going to look to where my parents are and try to, like, motion the dog shoo.
He starts jumping up, scratching against the wall by the window, and they both look like, Scap, what are you doing? And they look in your direction.
I'm going to try to duck down before they can see me.
Okay.
Yeah, probably, like, breathing heavily, like, oh shit, oh shit.
Yeah, you drop to the ground and, like, are panting heavily. And you hear your mom say, who's out there? You just picked the wrong house.
I'm just going to try to stay quiet. Not move, like, you know, bite my lip.
A cold chill comes over you. Oh, in fact, you can see a grim specter float out the wall, peer down confused at you.
I'll try to, like, mimic, like, the shush kind of sign.
Okay. He looks confused at you, is unable to... You know he's unable to speak or articulate in any way.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of your father's simple inclinations to basically get a telekinetic ghost that can attack for him. It's very similar to what you do, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
It reaches out and tries to drain the life from you. But it does nothing.
Like, I'm just gonna sort of mouth, like, that doesn't work.
The spirit says nothing.
Is it dead yet? There's obviously no response from the ghost that is attempting to throttle you. But I think we can go ahead and mark a condition, probably afraid.
Yeah. Where's my pencil? There it is. There's afraid. Yeah, I'm probably, like, right now just kind of petrified to the spot.
Hear your mom say, "That's it. I'm gonna get my costume." Your dad. We don't want to make a big thing out of this. It's just some idiot kid, probably. Come to spy on the dead bodies. Ooh, they're so scary.
They are.
Where's my super suit?
Go out, lock the place up, get some breakfast, and forget all this nonsense. You hear them start to go upstairs. The specter lets go of you and floats back in, now knowing that it's pointless. You can hear Scap running in circles, continuing to lose his shit. Seems that no one cares.
Yeah, he does that a lot. I'm gonna try to hide and wait for them to leave.
Interesting. Yeah. You hang out. You peer through the window once more as they come back down the stairs. Your mom tells Scap, "Shut up." And you see them exit the house and head for their personal car, which is, of course, the business car, the hearse. They get in their hearse in there. I don't know if it's technically a sundress, if it's black, but that's the cut. And your father is in one of his lanky black suits. They drive off to get some breakfast.
Okay. I'm going to try to get go in this place and try my old security key on the security system.
How are you getting in this place?
Oh, let's just phase through. Let's try that. Try that first.
Yeah. You phase through the wall and you feel like your soul was being ripped apart. I'd like you to go ahead and take a powerful blow.
Okay, what does that do then?
You roll plus however many conditions you have, and you want to roll low.
So I add a condition for every condition I have?
Yeah, add plus one.
Okay.
Because you're afraid. Do you have anything lingering from?
Nope.
Okay.
I watched, you know, respawn, like, rot in front of me, and that got rid of my anger. So that's 4 plus 1, that's 5.
Okay. You stand strong, mark potential, and say how you weather the blow.
How do I weather the blow of walking through this obviously ghost-proofing door?
Yeah, I mean, when you walk through, you can see, like, a flare-up of this electrical grid that your mother designed to prevent ghosts from phasing through her wall. That is an occupational hazard.
Yeah. Like, I guess when I get through, it'll just take me a bit to, like, collect myself.
Okay. So you just grit your teeth and power through?
Yeah.
As you collect yourself, you can see the security alarm is counting down time to enter code.
Let's try my old code.
You put in your personal code. Because everyone had an individual code.
Uh-huh.
And it seems they never deleted you. Because you hear the system power down. Scap runs into the room and is jumping up at you with his little wiener dog legs, yipping excitedly.
I'm going to make it where I'm solid again and, like, scoop him up and cuddle him. Pet him. Go and get him some treats from the cupboard.
Yeah, he will happily eat your treats.
I'm curious if my old room is the same.
Okay. Yeah, you walk upstairs to the living area. The door is locked when you try it.
Okay. Do I notice if there's any more ghost security on this door?
Well, you shut the whole thing down, so...
Okay. There shouldn't be. So, I'll phase through.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do know that that security panel only functions for the main house, not the...
Not the special workshops?
Yes, not the lair.
They're not lairs, they're workshops.
Okay. You phase through, and your room is untouched. To the point that your dirty laundry is still sitting on the floor.
Okay.
There is a thick layer of dust on everything.
I'm going to take some of my personal items.
Okay. Anything of note?
Probably like some clothes, some books. They're probably weird, you know, death-themed supervillain-type books.
Some necromantic romance novel?
Yeah. And, you know, some Anne Rice, because...
Because that's basically what Anne Rice is.
I was a teenager, you know, right?
Necromance novels? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, don't be. I enjoyed it that too much.
And maybe, I don't know, like, my first stuffed animal, which was probably, like, a bat or a cat or something.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to phase out. After saying bye to...
Can you carry things while you're phasing?
I will open the window, toss them out, and then phase out.
Okay.
Wait, I thought it was established that, like, whatever's on her person, she can phase.
Well, I figure, like, my clothes I could, that I'm wearing.
Yeah, like little things, like pocket, like little wallet, things, and stuff like that.
But I'm assuming I have, like, a bag of stuff.
Are you closing the window after?
No, because I haven't bothered turning off the security system, so they'll know someone was in here.
Right. Not subtle about anything. Okay. You loot your old bedroom and then phase out.
Yep. And then I'll probably head to the penthouse.
Okay. Alloy?
Yes.
It's the morning after. You had a big fight with Carlos. Well, you had a couple big fights with Carlos.
A few, yeah. I definitely stormed home after. Well, started out as a storm, and then eventually by the time I got there, it was more of a trudge.
It's hard to distance storm.
It's what?
It's hard to distance storm. Like, you can't endurance storm.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry, that was not parsing for me. Yes, okay, so yeah, I trudge home. I sleep poorly. I wake up way too early and can't even get back to sleep, and I just kind of am in a haze, and I'm going to go ahead and get ready for the day, because I have to go into work for like 2 hours, because there's science going on, because that's how it works.
Science happens?
Yeah, it's usually on a timer. It's really annoying.
You really need to do more spontaneous sciencing.
I tried that once. I ended up with these powers.
So it worked out pretty well for you.
But it's depends on who you ask.
That's my plan. Are there any obstacles to that plan?
Not at the moment. I don't think of any. Well, your sister is definitely curious why your boyfriend called her last night and asked if she was at the fair.
There was... Did you... The news. You're a kid. You don't watch the news. There was a big problem at the fair last night, and I was afraid because I heard some girl screaming and it sounded a lot like you, and I was going to go look for you, but Carlos he kept his head on his shoulders and decided to call you instead. I'm glad you weren't there. It was really dangerous.
He seemed mad.
Yeah, well, that happens sometimes, hon. Sometimes when you're with someone that you love, sometimes things don't go the way you hope and people get mad.
I like Carlos. Don't make him mad.
I just sigh, facepalm over my cereal. I was like, yeah, me too. Me too. I'm going to give Carlos, I'm going to give him the day to cool off before I try to, like, force a confrontation of any type.
What time is it? Morning? Or like 11 o'clock?
Morning. Whenever you get up. Whenever you start doing things the day after the fair incident.
I wake up at like 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And I am on my way to work at Panucci's Pizza, riding my bike. Singing Walking on Sunshine. The way there.
Noted. Okay. Well, assembled at the penthouse, then, we have, Respawn, Inkling, Spook, are you making your way back there?
Yeah, after I get my stiff.
Okay.
After I told them not to go there.
Well, we know what happened.
No, you said some vandals showed up. You didn't say don't go there.
In rich people talk, some vandals being around means don't go there.
I'm pretty sure I did say, you know, stay away until some of my people fix.
Well, the other problem with that is I was already there. I can't speak for that.
Steve?
Okay.
That, and I think and where? The other day some of the people did try to fix it and then quit.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I don't really have many other places to go. I went to the other place I could go.
Yeah, where can I go?
But the three of you assemble. Spook, you walk in on Inkling watching 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo.
I'm probably like triple tasking, reading that book, and then the TV's on, and then I'm also doodling on my arm that's holding the book.
Oh, also I'm going to text everyone. I do want to text everyone. Does anyone know where Inkling is? I have a Mankey here who's looking for her.
She's right
here. I text back. You mean like the Pokemon?
Exactly like the Pokemon.
Do I recognize that name?
I don't recognize Pokemon. I'm like, what the fuck is a Pokemon?
Yeah, you were dead for too long to know what Pokemon is.
A couple things. Spook, you see that Inkling is reading the book that your parents hate.
Okay.
It's nothing but lies and pictures of also lies.
What, the novelization of Ghostbusters 2?
Yes.
Because we should all hate that, probably.
Yeah.
I can't say that I read the novelization of that movie.
Yeah, I will probably casually say, that's not true, you know, right?
For all I know, I can make it true.
You can make it true?
Well, those Ghostbuster stuff worked last time, or yesterday. What, is that real or is that fake?
That was real. It's not Ghostbusters, but...
An Inkling, you definitely know Mankey. She was at the party last night. She is one of your graffiti friends. You know that she is... I guess I should be saying he is a female-to-male transgender who has some home problems he doesn't really talk about, but is out on the street and has a dual obsession with superheroes and Pokemon, and often his art blends the two.
Oh, cool. I'm so going to text him directly because I probably have his contact number. Like, hey, I'm up at the penthouse from the other night.
She texts you back. I was just there. Some weird rich albino said that you weren't.
Well, I wasn't there until, like, a couple minutes ago, but I'm there now.
Okay. I'm at an overpriced hotel room. I stole all the towels. Smiley face.
Awesome.
Did she also raise the munch bar?
You should bring everyone over.
Over there?
This place is nice. I'm going to order room service.
Huh. Yeah, that's a good idea. Wait, which hotel are you in? What's your room? Like, what room?
The Fifth Season, room 22-4.
Hey, you guys want to go to a fancy hotel?
It's the entire floor.
Hell yes, I do.
Are we going to trash another place?
Hey, that was next. I did not expect a really freaky Instagram superhero to come in and call my face off.
And the rest of the mess?
This isn't a mess, it's not. This is art.
So this, and I point to like the drawings on the walls, art, and then I point to the French door and I'm like, that, not art at all.
Well, that's not my fault.
I'm just saying that, you know, it's equal parts mess and art. Fifth Season, floor 22, what?
22. I
don't remember.
I'll just reiterate that and head over.
We'll figure it out.
Bring my piles of DVDs and books.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my like backpack or whatever I use to throw a bunch of my shit in. Okay.
Splendid. You and Mankey have pretty much been in an awkward silence. And she has told you none of this. So it's to your surprise when there's a knock on the door.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll answer it.
Yeah, your crew is there.
I walk in and I'm like, hey, you should, you know, said hello. I've been at the apartment all morning.
Well, I mean, I texted all of them.
Yeah, I only got that a little while ago.
Yeah, and I'm going to go right past Splendid to go greet Mankey.
How was your trip, Splendid?
Oh, it was great. St. Martin's wonderful, as I'm sure you all know. I mean, it's a very relaxing place.
No, I don't know. Describe it to me.
Beachy? Oh, and there's great food as well.
You can go outside?
Well, I mean, I need a lot of sunscreen.
There's sunscreen and parasols.
Yes.
And like I always figured that was why, you know, you're the only one of us who actually wore a full body costume.
Ha. That's all I got.
I shrug. So, we've been doing some research on ghosts.
Oh, that's right. Ghosts? Didn't we have ghosts. I thought he was a hell demon.
No, you
Thanks
missed...
Mr. Hell Demon.
You missed, and then I recap the previous episode to him.
Oh, ghost problems. Ghost
problems. I'm leave out the part where you trashed his penthouse.
No, I described that as well.
Okay.
Oh.
Put it on Freddy Cat?
Blame it on Freddy Cat. Like, Freddy Cat showed up, and the Beta Trio showed up, and everything just got bad.
Mm.
It was bad before they showed up.
It was worse when they did, and that's the truth.
Okay, let's currently just leave it on unassigned
plane. Full disclosure, blood on the floor, totally mine, sorry about that. Got attacked by a crazy cat Instagram hero.
Okay.
Inkling.
So yeah.
Yes.
Just make sure that my dad doesn't pick up that it was part
Inkling.
Of it. Oh.
You're never going to guess who was looking for you.
Who?
The Renaissance Man.
Renaissance Man? Why is he looking for me?
Why do you care about Danny DeVito?
Your stuff. He said he wants to meet you and sponsor you, and you can, like, paint on his walls or something.
Wait. Where'd you hear of this? Like, did he talk to you? How do you know the Renaissance Man?
I don't know the Renaissance. He came down. He came down to the warehouse. He says he's going to buy it because it's covered in your art.
Wow.
I intrude on this conversation. Wait a second. The Renaissance Man? Like, the stonesmith from the 60s? No?
Well, yeah, that's one of the things he can do. Plus he's got, like, magic music, and he's like the world's most brilliant inventor, and super rich.
I mean, when you've been in the business for that long, you're gonna end up, you know, getting a couple of bucks at least. But I mean,
yes,
maybe he's just got an appreciation for art.
And I believe he is counted as a family friend.
Oh yeah, you probably got a lot of friends in high places, huh?
Part of me thinks
rich
that's
white dudes know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in Halcyon. So, what are you waiting for?
Like, how are we seeing him? Are we like going back to the warehouse? He's just going to come back, or?
Oh. He said he wanted to meet you. Tonight, he's going to come by the warehouse again. 8:00.
Okay, cool.
That's really exciting. Yeah. Hey, guys. No, nothing. Come on. This is great.
Well, it is exciting.
I mean, you're hitting the big time because you're with us, but you're hitting the even bigger time due to things completely unrelated to your superheroing. Or maybe because it is related to your superheroing. I don't know.
Either way, I'm gonna pop like the disc I was watching before we left the penthouse into the hotel TV.
That's not gonna tell you anything. There's
this
not
is a History Channel now, so it's the real stuff. It's real ghost hunters.
Oh.
That's all staged.
All right, little Miss Expert. Then what do we do? Well, how do you fight a ghost? You've seen I'm not exactly good at it.
Well, you can't really fight them head on.
Like I said, you see, I'm not really very good at it.
Since, you know, I just, like, phase my hand through, like, the love seat or something in the hotel room.
That's cool. Are you guys all superheroes?
Yes.
We've been working on it.
Who's Jack?
He hasn't responded to any of the texts.
I'm riding my bike. I can't respond while riding.
Yeah. Speaking of,
he's catching Pokemon. What are you talking about?
Catching those eggs.
It's like where's Jack?
Coincidentally, Philip.
Yes.
You were on a delivery to the fifth season. This one's on the 13th floor, though.
Ooh, that's bad luck.
Huh.
It's actually the 12th and a half floor.
Okay.
Did it don't believe in 13?
Well, most buildings don't actually have a 13th floor. It just skips over it.
Just because.
So you were delivering a stack of pizzas. You realize on the elevator ride up that it is to a Miss Seymour Butts.
Wait, it's too soon!
You really should have caught that before you got this far.
You get upstairs, knock on the door, and you are greeted by a sight from your distant past, as far as distant past goes for a 16-year-old.
He was 15 at the time?
Who is it?
It takes you a moment to recognize her, because when last you saw her, she was probably 10 or 11, and just a little girl, and has now sprouted into a young woman. But you recognize the slender, athletic, dark-skinned frame of Nala Matumbe, the daughter of Colonel Matumbe, an old friend of your father's.
Oh, God!
So we're just going straight into this one then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
100%. All the time. Forever.
Because you like that joke? That throwaway joke?
I didn't name a character after it, okay?
Yeah.
That's not on me.
Nala, what are you doing in Halcyon City?
She smiles. Well, for a starter, I was gonna have some of the best pizza in the city. Come on.
I go inside.
There are a number of gentlemen in here. All of them African, and all of them armed. With rifles. It looks like they have some sort of like stun batons or cattle prods. But nobody's like making an aggressive move towards you. It's just stuff in the room.
Armed guards. What's with the entourage?
Well, Phil, you can keep a secret for me?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
We're doing a transport. The rarest of the rare. A mated pair of albino hippopotami. Hippopotamuses? What is it in English?
Hippos. Let's call them hippos.
Okay. Albino hippos are going to the Halcyon City Zoo.
Oh, I read about that in the newspaper.
There's some chatter that somebody might want to steal them for themselves. So we're not taking any chances. The president spoke directly to my father, and he said he would send his best people. And here I am. And of course, as soon as I got to Halcyon City, I thought of you and that pizza place you're always bragging about.
Oh, Panucci's, the best pizza in the world.
I guess we'll find out.
I put the boxes down. And open one up. Dig in! Careful for the dog here.
Pardon?
Nothing.
They dig in. How is Panucci's?
It's the best pizza in the world. Minus okay. The dog hair and Mr. Panucci blowing his nose on his hands and then going back to kneading the dough. That's flavor.
It is somehow the best pizza in the world.
The secret ingredient is snot.
This is delicious. I'm afraid I won't be in the city long. But I wanted a chance to catch up, and I know you guys never check the names until you're halfway through delivery.
Right. Seymour Butts. Got me.
Really rethink that policy.
I'll talk to the boss.
The famous Mr. Panucci. So far, Halcyon City is everything you said it was. I'm a little disappointed I haven't seen any superpowered battles yet.
Oh, there's plenty. There was one yesterday. I tell her about the ghost battle, but I embellish some of the details.
Okay, are you telling her that you were involved in it?
Yes.
Philip, are you saying that you're a superhero?
I mean, I don't have powers or anything, but I got this bow, and I got all these trick arrows that I use.
How did this happen?
Well, when Dad got stabbed by some thugs, I just wanted to change the world, you know? Thought I could help out.
We do have some room on our crew for a freelancer, if you have time to spare.
Sure. I mean, I have some friends, too, if you need more than just me.
Well, I don't know what the going rate is. I'm afraid we only have about 5,000 left in the budget.
Oh, we'll take that. That'll be plenty for all of us.
Can you be here tomorrow morning?
Sure.
Great. I will see you at 9:30 tomorrow.
It was great seeing you, Nala, and I'll leave.
Okay, you head off.
Walking on sunshine.
Okay. I don't know if you were in the loop on those group text messages.
I forgot to check. I'll check before I get on my bike. Oh, geez, I gotta get out of here. I get back to the hideout.
The group text messages are about... Oh, no, they're not about going to the hotel. Because that was just between Mankey and Inkling.
Yeah.
Noted. Okay.
That part was verbally communicated.
Yeah, Jack, if you happen to text everybody or something like that and say, hey, where'd y'all go or,
no,
or
he's
something,
going to the hideout.
Someone will tell you where they are.
Where it's okay.
Unless he like runs hideout, into like one of us like in the hallway somehow or something.
The door's locked at the hideout. You knock for a while. Nobody's in there.
I'll text Spook, where you at, with an at sign. And a U instead of Y-O-U.
Your grammar is atrocious. That's what I text back.
I text respawn the same message.
I text him back. Oh yeah, we're at the fifth season.
I was just there. I ride back.
Cool. I'm like cool with a grinny face.
Okay. Are you guys doing anything with the day other than researching into ghosts with History Channel programs?
Well,
oh, I'll tell him about the albino hippos transport deal that's happening on the 13th floor.
Deal. Huh.
You guys want to make some quick cash?
Not really.
What can I tell him?
What?
$5,000.
Huh. That is a lot of money.
Guess.
Yo, that sounds like a really good idea, huh? Yeah, let's do it. 9:30 tomorrow morning.
Yep.
All right.
So that would make it Monday, would it? Or...
Probably.
Okay. Just making it out.
I'm done with school, so whatever.
I college is for suckers. I just want to know.
And I didn't go to school to begin with.
College is for suckers. And not superheroes.
I think Rob died.
Yeah.
Hmm? Oh. That's a shame.
Oh, I see the dots. Oh.
I was gonna ask him if he wanted to join in on our thing and make $5,000 on that 9:30 on a Monday morning.
You mean $3,000 when we tell him about it? Wink, wink.
No, you're
wait. It's not
each dream anymore.
I do what I want. All right, Kevin.
I was shocked you told them the $5,000.
Yeah, me too. Actually, after I said it.
Yeah, after you said it, you're like, shit. I should have $250.
I should have said $100.
Anyway, before we do the jump, I was going to express an interest to Inkling in seeing her art since it's about to become incredibly valuable.
Yeah. Come along if you want.
Hell yeah. Okay, that's been established. Smash cut to Alloy.
Yep, Alloy. What are you getting up to? You only have 2 hours of work, right?
Rob.
Hello?
Rob?
Oh, damn it.
Yes, hello.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, good. All right.
For some reason, Skype muted me, and I don't know why, but it's good now.
It loves you.
Everything hates me. So after the 2 hours of work, I'm going to alloy up and start bumming around town looking for trouble to stop.
Oh, you're going on the classic superhero patrol.
Yes.
Like a real hero.
I'll send the group a text from my phone, like in between work ending and me turning into Alloy when I have to leave my phone behind and just check to see if any.
I got a question.
Yeah, just say, hey, people doing anything before I go on patrol?
Which cell phone do you happen to have? Just one cell phone?
I'm gonna go ahead and say that I put in the money for a shitty like $30
burner phone, kind of like how I've got the Nokia brick because I jump out of jump off the top of buildings.
I probably have some like razor flip phone.
I probably have something with a really nice camera.
Anyway, I just was wondering if you were dumb enough to do that.
Listen, Tobias is dumb, mostly interpersonal things. He's not that dumb. But yeah, so he's just going to send you guys a text on his super phone and just be like, hey, I'm going on patrol. Anything happening I should know about?
Well, we're researching ghosts, and we're porting a pair of hippos tomorrow morning.
I'm sorry, what?
Albino hippos.
You're making a call at this point. What was that about hippos?
What do you mean? Colonel Matumbe needs a pair of that. Maybe? I don't know.
Tom, you really broke up.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Colonel Matumbe needs a pair of albino hippos protected and escorted, so we kind of signed up.
It's a hero thing and not a villain thing that he's tricking you into, because this sounds like a villain thing to me.
Well, but they're rare albino hippos. We're protecting an endangered species. That's a hero thing.
Is he transporting them to, like,
a
hunting range? Okay, a zoo. Okay.
I assume they're being transported to captivity.
A hunting range is also captivity. I'm just checking. I just want to make sure that we're not walking into something dumb here.
No, well, it's getting $2,500.
We're getting $2,500 for it, so.
Rare endangered albino hippos being transported to the restaurant. Yes. Totally coming up.
I said, well, we're getting $2,500 for it, so we might as well.
You guys can have my share. I'll just do it to help the hippos. Hippos
for pay.
What?
You just cut out.
Yeah.
Since are we superheroes for pay?
Yep, nope, still happening.
Out. Seriously?
It hasn't just been Rob. Tom has cut out, too.
Oh man. Oh.
Maybe Tom, no,
Tom, I think it might be partially because of the fan sounds.
Yeah, it might be the fan sound for me.
And your mic's automatically cutting it out, and therefore cutting you
out.
Let me lower
the gain on my mic here.
Tom hasn't been cutting out for me, though.
He cut out, like, well earlier.
Yeah. Nor for me.
Is that a little better?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Anyway, sorry.
Again, Rob.
Okay. Since when are we superheroes for pay?
I mean, we don't have to be superheroes for pay. It just seemed like a nice side benefit of doing so. We're still doing something good.
Got some new gear, man.
So, just...
I don't have powers.
Someone has to deal with a lot of negative press already. This seems like a perfect way for the press to be really mad at us if they got wind.
Then we don't tell people we're being paid, or we just don't take the money.
I'm not taking the money. I'm doing it for the hippos.
I'm just saying, this is a concern I have.
All right, well, it's a legitimate concern, and you don't have to take the money. And you know what? Just as a show of good faith, I won't take the money either. There, we're saving albino hippos. Now, come on, help us out.
Why does it matter what the press thinks?
Yeah, we're still saving albino hippos. This is like a really good PR guy.
Okay. It just matters.
Okay.
Seriously?
You really think the Scarlet Pimpknuckle doesn't get paid? What?
I don't know what that is.
I'm assuming he does, because that sounds like a villain too. Are you sure you're not hanging out with villains? Nah. Anyway, you're first talking about a pimp with a bloody hand, and then you're also talking about an African dictator who uses child soldiers.
But Scarlet Pimpernel would be racist.
Since when is Colonel Matumbe like a child soldier dictator? We don't know anything about him.
He's a great guy.
According to Congo Jack, he's a great guy.
Let's Google him.
Yeah, do that.
All right, we Google him. What does he show up, Congo Jack?
It just says great guy.
His Wikipedia page just says Colonel Matumbe, great guy, and a picture of him smiling thumbs up.
No, he's doing like the
Buddy
the buddy, that, buddy thank Christ you, that's exactly. The buddy Christ picture.
Okay, if you guys are sure, that great. When are we doing this?
Tomorrow morning, 9:30.
Okay, you guys have fun researching ghosts. I'm going on patrol. I'll call you if I need help.
What are you patrolling?
He's probably patrolling the streets for crime.
At, like, that's what we do. At least that's what we did before we teamed up. That's what I did.
Speak for yourself, son.
You guys are terrible superheroes.
I'm gonna meet the Renaissance
Man. And I've foiled a few bank robberies here and there, but, you know, usually through a combination of bumbling and getting back up when I get shot. There's not really much I can do against common criminals.
So, yeah,
also, we're gonna go meet the Renaissance Man.
Danny DeVito?
Mm-hmm. No, the other Renaissance Man. You know, the one that can... the one with magical powers.
Oh.
He's buying an entire warehouse full of Inkling's art.
Holy shit, that's awesome. Congratulations.
I know!
So, shifty eyes. When's that happening?
Tonight? I don't know. Inkling, what time are you gonna... Do you need to meet the Renaissance Man?
8.
Okay. I'll meet up with you guys around then, because I'm definitely not missing that.
Yeah! Alright, have fun beating the crap out of people for no reason other than that they're bothering others. Find yourself some jaywalkers. I hang up.
I don't look for jaywalkers. At minimum, I look for purse snatchers.
You go searching for some crime to punch.
Yes. And then when it gets close to 8, I'll head over to meet up with those guys.
You looking to do anything in particular, or are you just taking your anger out on some people who happen to be committing crimes?
If anything, I'm aiming for maybe some positive press, like looking to actually help someone. Like if someone's
like save someone from a tree. Building.
I'm like, if there's like a burning building and someone needs to get out, I might try to help them. Or if there's like somebody trying to rob a little old lady, I'll save her. That sort of thing. Stuff that looks good in the papers. Maybe I can get Chris Carlos to not hate Aloy so much.
I'm going to say, go ahead and make me a roll on your savior.
You're awesome at that.
I just won. Oh, yeah. Holy shit, that's actually a 10.
Okay, so you don't set a building on fire to then save people.
Amazingly, yes. By some miracle, yes.
Okay.
What you do and don't get caught with the first half.
You do some old-fashioned heroism, and you don't burn anything to the ground or break anything. If you like, you can shift your savior up and something else down.
I'm going to shift my danger down.
Okay, and around about 8 o'clock, you head over to the 5th season. The now crowded hotel room. It's full of room service carts that nobody asks Splendid before ordering.
Does he mind though?
And your crew is there, along with a dude that you've never seen before. In a Pokemon trainer hat.
Hi?
Hey. Oh, you're Aloy, right?
Yeah, I am.
Man, people hate you.
Yeah, thanks.
No, it's cool. I think it's, like, indie. You're like an anti-hero.
Uh-huh.
I'm Mankey. I'm not a superhero, elbow. That's just my name.
Hey, working on that image, right, Aloy?
Yeah.
We're going to help you, man. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm going to be, like, sprawled on the couch reading about the mummification process or something.
Yeah, I'm going to start packing up the books and DVDs since it's close to time.
Yeah, I'm going to awkwardly, like, make my way away from Mankey and just kind of, like, over to Spook and be like,
So what you reading about? Just start making small talk to...
It's going to be, you know, mummies.
That's pretty awesome. Tell me everything about it.
I go on about the mummification process.
I listen raptly.
So we nerd out together.
Just about to get to the part where they start to mush up the brain with a hook.
Well, I mean, it just keeps your skull from caving in, so...
I wonder what would happen if I got mummified.
It would probably...
We can try it out if you'd like.
You don't...
Don't they, like, suck out your brains through your nose?
Yeah, I feel like it'll just keep growing back.
Like brain abortion.
Yeah,
I take out all your organs.
I
wonder if it's like a ship of Theseus kind of thing. Like, if we take my brain out piece by piece, at what point do I stop being respawn and start becoming, you know,
Full respawn?
I wasn't gonna go that far. I was trying
what
to.
What is your obsession with evil and image?
I have my reasons, okay?
It's a black and white way to see the world.
Yeah. Anyways, we should get going.
Yep.
Yes.
Crowded elevator scene.
I'm gonna go, but I'm gonna be reading my book as I walk. Maybe I'll put an arm on Alloy so I don't bump into anything.
Just like the elephant walk kind of thing. And yeah, just guide me along. I'm not paying attention. So where is this warehouse anyway? I wonder if it was by the docks, like if we happened to be near it the other day.
Sure.
I'm probably chatting
with Mankey about, like, recent graffiti conquests on our way over.
Yeah, you know Mankey's specialty is, like, she climbs up and gets some hard-to-reach places. Like, she will hang upside down by one leg to tag something.
Just happens to be a really acrobatic person.
But she started getting disheartened when you started tagging in hard-to-reach places.
With Spook's help. I don't know if she would be disappointed. It's more like we're both conquering things that, like, we can conquer. Just in different spots.
It's like you're playing Pokemon Go, but... There's no teens, it's just you.
Yeah, you guys show up at the warehouse, It seems like word has gotten around. There's a bunch of your graffiti friends hanging out there more than usual, just chilling on a Monday night. Those of you who have never seen it, it is a warehouse by the docks, and it is filled inside and out with graffiti. The inside of the place is gutted. It's pretty much an empty warehouse, but there's some like half-rotting scaffolding and ladders and stuff set up. OSHA would have a field day with this place.
This place is a shithole.
I mean, it's a good...
everywhere.
No, it's a good easel for art. Mm-hmm. Or
it's
canvas, like rather.
It's a blank canvas.
It's not very blank.
At one point in time, it was a great blank canvas.
Oh, also,
and now they've filled it.
Please, while we're transporting these white hippos, do not tag them.
Tomorrow.
I'm like already off greeting the graffiti people, fist bumping, all the like. I don't hear that.
Yep. Plausible deniability
hippos
for what you
are not
hippos.
A canvas.
It's you.
I think that they'll be fine. Are you really worried about this?
What, the hippos?
Yeah, come on. It's
of course
us.
I care about the hippos. They're rare endangered hippos. Actually, I'm more worried about where are we sending them again?
The zoo.
Which zoo?
Was it the zoo? The Halcyon City Zoo.
Okay, so we're just escorting a pair of hippos to captivity. You keep on saying this is some kind of evil thingy. It's not. or helping endangered animals. Well, and you're going to get $2,000 out of it.
I'm just wondering why the security for it was set up in a hotel room deal.
It came from Africa.
That doesn't explain
That's not an answer.
Yeah, that doesn't explain it.
To a really good question, Splendid.
See, this is the type of stuff I was asking, but I just didn't ask it the right way, apparently.
It seems somewhat shady, is all I'm saying.
I agree.
I was here delivering pizzas, ran into an old friend, and they asked if I could help deliver these hippos, and I said I know more superheroes. You guys don't have to come.
I mean, I want to protect
the Five Seasons Hotel.
I will do what I can to protect these hippos. I just want to be certain that they're going to a safe place, where they should be. And there's nothing illegal about this transfer at all.
I don't think there's anything illegal about this transfer at all, is there?
Nothing. While you are having a conversation about the legality of transporting hippos, someone sweeps in on a little metal disc that just hovers along the ground. He stands there, arms crossed, cape blowing in the wind, chiseled jawline. His black hair now streaked with gray. Perfect, like, Renaissance sculpture physique. And the big, like, sketched R on his chest. He knows how to make an entrance, and he's made this entrance 1,000 times.
This guy's way more important than we are.
I'm just reading my book.
I'm geeking out a little bit. We hit the big time. We're being noticed by the big people. Well, specifically, Inkling is being noticed by the big people. I can ride these coattails.
He sweeps inside. Inkling?
Yeah, I heard you were looking for me.
His platform lowers to the ground and he steps off. Indeed I am. He extends a hand to you. Walter Vetica. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Same. So,
I must say, I've heard quite a lot about you in a very short time.
What have you heard?
Well, you came to my attention in that little matter with the monorail. And I'm always fascinated to see a budding young artist. So I reached out to my contacts, found some examples of your work, and suffice to say, I'm impressed.
Cool. So you wanted to buy this place?
Wanted to and have.
Oh.
Don't worry, I intend to keep it as this refuge for artists.
Gonna give a nod to that mini crowd.
But for you, I have much grander plans.
Like what?
Well, talented though you may be, your skills are not fully developed.
Shrug.
I'd like to develop them.
How would that even work?
You've never had a mentor before?
Shrugs again.
I have a private studio space that I've set up for us. Would you like to see it?
Yeah.
Whoa, I step forward. Wait a second. What do you mean us? Like, all of us, or like you and Inkling here? Because
it's obviously just him and Inkling.
Yeah, I'm raising an objection to that. I mean, we're a team. You know, we work together.
Can't you guys come too?
I think there's been some misunderstanding. I'm not interested in sponsoring your superhero team. My interest in Inkling is purely artistic.
You're giving her a job as an artist, not as a superhero?
I think it's more of like an apprenticeship.
The young lady has the right of it. You look very familiar.
Huh?
You do too.
Oh. So I see so many new faces, it's hard to keep track.
So wait, I'm confused. You bought this place?
You hung up on that part. Yes.
Well, yes, I'm a little hung up on it. What, from my dad?
It's a rundown warehouse.
Oh.
He wasn't that interested.
Okay.
At this point, it's just really an insurance liability.
Huh.
That's okay, fair, but yeah. She can still, even if this is an apprenticeship, she can still operate with us, right?
Yeah, we could always do both.
Yeah. I just mean you're not going to be monopolizing all of her time, right?
She is a grown woman. She's free to make her own decisions on what she does with her time.
Yeah, but the thing about that is that people can be very, very manipulative about what kind of things they should be doing with their time.
I just do what I want.
And I'm
She's
certainly
a very
hoping,
free spirit.
Yeah, I'm just saying I hope you'll allow her to continue doing what she wants.
Once again, she's a grown woman. She does not need my permission to do anything.
Hmm.
I'm offering her an opportunity, nothing more.
I'm good with that.
I shrug and back off.
Inkling, why don't you hop on? He moves over and creates space on his floating platform.
Before I actually go, can I pierce the mask?
Yeah, absolutely.
And let's see how this goes. Six, so not good. Oh, right, I get a marsh potential. Forgot about that part.
Yay!
Yay!
Well, for starters, he already has influence over you. I'm going to say you're starting to feel very insecure because he's talking you up and you're starting to have doubts on your ability to live up to what he thinks you are. You really can't get a read on him past his flattery.
Okay, I guess I'm gonna hop on.
His platform lifts and the two of you start gliding away.
She's gonna be alright, right?
I don't know.
Probably. He's a superhero.
Renaissance He's a man superhero, is a very well-respected hero.
Yeah, but that all happened a little too quickly from, you know, I mean, he comes in, he buys the building, he picks up...
This is quite common. I've seen it happen a few times with other artists. Not really buying a building, but, I mean, you know...
I guess that makes sense.
It's, you know, she's now a patron, so to speak.
Well, good for her.
It allows fledgling artists to, you know, do their thing. It's great for her, actually.
Well, I hope this doesn't mean she's going to be cooped up in a whatchacallit. Oh, this doesn't mean she's just cooped up somewhere painting all the time.
I'm suspicious.
Then we spring her loose.
Yeah.
If it is like, us. It would be weird if it was like that. Generally, they just receive, you know, a stipend.
Well, it seems like he might also give her lessons in, you know.
Yeah, he said it was more
art stuff.
He is an artist himself.
Yeah, he is the Renaissance man. A little bit of everything, right? That's how it works. That's what the word means. Renaissance man. No.
Think so.
Ah.
Sounds right to me.
Haha, polymath. Yes.
Mm. Well, we got some hippos to worry about. Hopefully, she'll be here with us tomorrow morning. I think she said she was coming, right?
Pretty sure?
Yeah. Hmm.
I suppose we'll find out 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Sounds like it.
All right. Mm. So then, yeah, I guess that ends that. What are we doing for the rest of the night?
I'm going to meet a guy on Craigslist about some gear I've been looking at, because I have no powers and not nearly enough training.
Wow.
What are you trying to acquire?
EMP arrows. EMP arrows. They disrupt ghosts, you think.
Like a shock net.
Or do they just...
Like a net I throw on people and it electrocutes them.
Like taser electrocutes, or like you shouldn't be touching this without safety gloves electrocutes?
It's not. Whatever this guy wants to sell me, I'm interested in it.
I'm just saying, are we talking Batman here?
I mean, it doesn't kill them.
Okay, there we go. Batman, not Emperor Palpatine. Plus superior?
What?
Make me a roll plus superior. Let's see how your Craigslist shopping goes.
8+0. 8.
Well, you didn't accidentally click on the wrong link. Yeah, they've got gear, managed, all right.
You managed guy with a net, not net a guy.
Oh no, they'd still have a net. They just also have handcuffs and.
Yeah, you text back and forth and make a deal to meet a gentleman with a shock net available to sell you. And he wants to meet you this very evening.
I'll tell him that I will meet him at the closest Fry Donald's, because I don't trust people on Craigslist, and I want to do it in a public place.
Okay. When are you meeting him?
What time is it? We met Renaissance Man at 8.
Yeah.
So was it like 9-ish?
It's like 8:10.
8:10. I'll meet him at 8:30.
Okay. Anyone else making evening plans?
Whenever we're walking, wherever we're going, I like to pull Respawn aside to have a little chat.
Okay.
And just say, so, I mean, earlier you sounded like you really don't give a shit what anyone thinks about, like, you as a superhero at all. Like, how do you do that? Like, is it just because you don't have anyone, like, well, and then I'll shut up for a second and be like, oh, shit, foot in mouth.
Alloy, I don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah, but there are people who do care.
Okay. And that sounds like that's what this is about.
Yeah.
Alloy, I want you to look at me.
Yeah?
Do I look like a hero?
I mean...
No, it's okay. You can be honest. I'm covered in blood. I look like I've been beaten. I look like I'm a ragged mess.
I mean, honestly...
And they think that, yeah, I'm a horrible serial killer or something like that. But you know what? I'm there, and I'm saving whatever the day is.
Huh.
I'm not very good at... I was never, even before I became like this, I wasn't really very good at a lot of stuff. You know, I wasn't good at school, and I wasn't really good at sports, and I wasn't really good at, I don't know, like, video games or anything like that, really. I just was. So I still just am.
But don't you worry sometimes about, I don't know, breaking too many things in your zeal to save the day?
Not really, I don't
break
things.
Ferris wheels.
Look, anything you break is going to be your choice, man. You've got the choice. That's what being a hero is all about, is making that choice. Now, for me, whenever I'm doing all this stuff because I think that it keeps me from being good. Look at me. I could be a monstrosity any day of the week. I could go off and I could rob banks and I could kill people. I could do all of those things, but I don't. I make that choice. And you do too. That's why you're a hero. You know, don't get caught up in how good it feels to beat things up or anything like that. When you're not doing this for you, you're doing this for everyone else.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. You're doing this for everyone else. You're doing this for, you know what, if there's somebody out there and it matters to they and you care about what they think, remember that you're doing this for them too, whoever it is.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, mechanically, would
yeah,
you say that this...
Yeah, it sounds like Respawn should roll comfort or support.
Oh,
I'm really
no, that's,
bad at all.
That's actually not the move that I was going for. I'm going for one of my Janus moves. Because I am what you see, and I have spent some time talking to somebody about my identity, and I would like to ask him what label they want to impose on me. You can tell me honestly. It sounds like you're trying to impose Savior on me.
Yeah, actually, I think that Savior would be really good. I'd like to say that Savior, and does that mean that I reduce the label as well?
No. I accept what you take. I take +1 forward and mark potential. And now, instead of danger, my mask thing will be Savior, and I will attempt to... And that little talk helped me get my head on straight, so I'm going to try to be a Savior instead of a danger to people.
There you go. That's the spirit.
That's a good goal.
Yeah, it's a really, really good goal to have.
I would also accept a comfort and support if you want to make that respawn.
I think I would love to make a comfort and support. I probably won't do it very well.
We'll see.
What's comfort and support?
Mundane.
That's mundane. That's an 8.
So it's a hit. You can shift labels.
You can shift his label, mark potential, or one of those. Yeah, it's up to
Sorry, I'm looking for this here. Basic moves, comfort and support. I can't find it on the... Oh, here it is.
They hear you. They mark potential, clear condition, or shift labels if they open up to you.
If you choose to open up to me more about your personal life, I'll let you shift a label.
Yeah, you're right. I do. It is someone that I'm worried about here. I, kind of shifty eyes.
I put a hand on his little shoulder, and I'm like, I'm sure she's really important. I don't need to know any more than that.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's pretty great.
I take my hand off his shoulder and say, oh. Well, don't I just feel embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. Don't worry. It's a valid assumption to make.
Not really.
I mean, statistically, yes. It's a valid assumption.
No.
What?
No, I'm joking.
Anyway,
it should be noted that whenever Respawn is like having these kinds of conversations with people, he doesn't try to do this, but he's got a really creepy grin on his face. Like whenever he smiles, it just is unsettling. That is represented by me having a mundane of -1. Because I do. Because I'm very unsettling.
I also have a mundane of -1.
Hmm?
I also have a mundane of minus one.
We're the unsettling duo.
Yay. Okay, so if I have opened up enough to you that I worry about this because my boyfriend has got issues with that, I
now
will
I know
shift
you've got
my,
a boyfriend.
Yeah, I'll shift my danger down and my superior, my savior up.
Hmm.
Okay, cool. Cool beans.
Okay. Inkling.
Mm-hmm.
You ride this hover panel, hover platform. It floats up high above the city.
Gonna take a good look down, because I don't see this view much.
No. He puts an arm around you, because there's really no support mechanism on this thing. So when you start leaning over, he wraps his arm around your shoulders.
I'll put a hand on that so I have something to hold on to.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the sun has gone down, so you see the city lights. Kind of hard to get a sense of where you are or where you're going, because you don't see the city from above.
Hmm.
But he seems to know exactly what he's doing.
Do I at least see, like, the really notable city landmarks and what direction they are relative to where we're headed?
Yeah, of course. You make a note of it. But you go up and down in a big arc and land in front of a rather innocuous business park. Steps off his platform and it seemingly just disappears into the ground. Like there's a shimmer and you don't see it anymore.
Hmm.
Walks up to the storefront, unlocks the door with a key, ushers you inside.
In I go!
When you step inside, there is a little box by the door. He smiles and says, "First things first, no distractions. Want your cell phone, MP3 player, whatever else the kids are carrying around these days. We're here to focus on art."
Okay. This is even my bag?
Is that where your supplies are?
Some.
Well, get your supplies. You'll need those.
I kind of can't carry them all without the bag.
Oh. I just better not catch you glancing at some electronic.
Eh. I'll put my phone, which is really the only electronic thing on me, in the box.
Okay. He guides you inside through a short corridor to a main room that is really just plain white painted walls with no texture. You're used to noticing these kind of things in your hobby, but you see there is a discreet security camera sitting up in one corner of the room.
Hmm. Just one corner? Is it facing a particular way? Or is it just like one so you can't really tell?
It's one of the, like, it's a little black dome.
Hmm.
Why don't you show me what you've got, Inkling?
Sure. I'm gonna grab a spray paint and first draw a ladder under that security camera so I could start at the top.
Okay. Yeah, you manifest yourself a ladder.
And I will start by doing the sky, but I will intentionally go over that camera. Just casually.
Yeah. He's watching you very carefully. You glance back. He's kind of frowning.
I'm just going to keep going, and basically the scene I'm going to intend to draw is the scene that I saw coming here.
We have some work to do. I see such potential in you, Inkling, but to just replicate the things you've seen is the refuge of the talentless. You need to imagine bigger. You need to be bigger. He's trying to shift your labels. He's trying to shift your mundane up and your superior down.
I don't like that. I'm going to attempt to whatchamacallit?
Reject his influence.
Yes.
It's just that much then.
You can't tell me what to do.
I don't care what you think, except I'm also insecure, so that cancels out.
It's a good thing you have it then.
Yeah, so it's a straight 2d6 roll then.
Okay. Seven. So, sort of. Like,
yeah.
What is that?
Well, you can choose one, clear condition or mark potential by immediately acting to prove him wrong. You can shift one label up and one label down of your choice, and you can take his influence away from you and take a +1 forward against him. Whatever happens, he doesn't get the shift he wanted, or the shift he indicated.
Well, if I were to, prove him wrong, like, what would I draw to prove him wrong in this particular case?
Just a giant dick.
I guess I can do that, huh?
Good art.
Yeah, sure, actually, yeah. I'm gonna do that and say, well, that's from my imagination. And what's the
option? Do you draw a dick butt and then it comes to life and starts dancing around the studio?
I think so. Was he clear condition? Yeah, I'll clear the insecure I got from him.
Okay. He clicks his teeth. I'm afraid I'm wasting both of our time here.
Ooh.
Do you want to learn? Or do you want to just be a child?
Depends, what do you want to teach?
I want to teach you to transcend the street rats you associate with and become a real artist.
I am a real artist.
So, just to be 100% sure, he was trying to shift her mundane up and her superior down with that previous stuff?
Yeah. Yes.
I guess I'm misunderstanding his arguments then, because it sounds like he's trying to make her superior go up and, like, make her less mundane, but...
I think he's...
That's what he says he's doing, but he was trashing on her pretty hard.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Just trying to understand the mechanics in play.
Yeah.
No. You have potential. That's what you have.
I'm going to shrug and continue on the first piece that I started.
Okay. He sits there watching you. You can just feel his judgment on your back.
Hi, I'm Devin Borman of Academy
but
Duello.
He watches you quietly.
In my new intro to the Italian Rapier DVD, I decided to see if I could cram all 105 minutes of content into 2 minutes. This is that challenge. This is the rapier. This is
how long do you intend to stay there painting?
The knuckle bow. This bar is called the
Here we have the ring. Let's see, we started at 8.
The knuckle bow below.
How long would you say it took to get there? Like half an hour?
Here has two parts. The lower part is called the forte, means strong.
Yeah, probably about that.
It's called weak.
Here in line with the knuckles, this edge far in the city from the docks.
It's called the false edge, and that's the point.
Now, as I come on guard, I guess around 11:30-ish.
So that I'm in a nice profiled shape, I step away with my back foot, and I carry my weight on the back foot, and I'm leaning away so my head's a long way away. My sword comes up here in front of my flank.
Now, so what happens
as I
when
get
you quit?
Close to him, if he's got a sword
just
down, I can get
put my bags and the defensive posture, like put my stuff back in my bags and start heading out.
This is called the offensive posture, and this is also the narrowest measure, which is the distance we have for striking. I'm one step farther away, and I reach with the sword, shoulders, and then push my hips forward. This is called the narrow measure. If I'm one step farther than that, I reach with my sword, shoulders. Order is really, really important. Always go sword first.
Asleep.
I push myself forward, and I strike. Now I recover in the same reverse order. That's called the wide measure. One step farther than that, and even a little farther, I can reach with the sword.
I suppose you do. You're a growing girl.
Measure. If I'm any farther away, we can't
hit each
other.
You be back?
Out of measure. So now, on guard, he's got a sword pointing at me. I want to have control.
Tomorrow evening, I guess.
I need to get three advantages. They are crossing,
which tomorrow
is the
tomorrow evening,
you leverage, which is to have him closer to my forte than I am to his.
Including, are you taking this seriously?
Turn my true edge towards him. If he pushes on me, I found
why
him.
Do you think I'm not?
I can gain him, which is to get even more of the advantages. Still
because you just said you'll be back tomorrow evening,
through that defense
I guess.
And attack altogether.
I've
just
to. Attacks
me,
I can also
yearn
all those advantages, and I
to
can
create.
In the moment of his attack. This is called contro tempo, and it's one.
I am offering you a canvas. Don't you want to fill it?
Be nice. But like I said, I have stuff to do.
What stuff is more important than this?
I have a life, you know.
I don't know. Tell me about it.
Like I said, I'm heading home. Like, what about that don't you get?
I don't know much about you, aside from your work and your sobriquet. Where's your home?
In town.
I'll take you there. I don't want to send a young girl on her own in the middle of the night.
All right. I'll continue heading towards the door to pick up my cell phone.
Yeah, he walks out with you, snaps his fingers, and his floating platform reappears right where it was. He steps on it.
Yeah. I'm gonna step on it and, like, text, like, the crew that he's taking me home, and also my parents, and I'm actually headed home.
Okay. Yeah, he takes off into the air. Where are we going?
I'm going to direct him, I don't know, towards a dry cleaner shop? Or like the back end, I suppose, is probably don't want to enter through the front end of its storefront.
Okay.
We live above the shop.
As you are flying over the city, he puts a hand on your shoulder and rubs it gently.
I'm gonna take that hand and put it off.
Forgive me, I'm just worried about you falling.
I can take care of myself.
I can see that, Inkling. And I want you to know that I'm going to be hard on you. But it's only because I see so much potential in you.
I'll chug.
You're already so sure of yourself and mature for your age. I think you're going to be something truly special.
Oh, God!
This is so uncomfortable.
He lands in back of the dry cleaner shop.
Just gonna head in.
Okay, and this is actually where you live?
Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't have shown him that.
You're gonna have a creepy old stalker with, like, access to high-tech gadgets.
Yep, and a lot of money.
Yep.
Oh, God.
He can pay
people to stalk. Ass grass or ass, no one flies for free.
Congo Jack.
Hi.
Are you telling anyone about your appointment at the local Fry Donald's?
I'll let Respawn know so I don't get murdered.
I'm a come with kind of guy. Also, I happen to like Fry Donald's.
Oh, hey, in the middle of this scene change real quick, I forgot to mention, I'm voluntarily giving Respawn influence over me because that was a really great speech that he gave, and it impacted Alloy quite a bit.
Okay. I will note that I have influence over you.
Okay, good.
Cool.
And done.
That is three members of the team I have influence over now. I will never have influence over Spook.
Why is that?
Because you're you. Not like you, Georgiana, but because Spook is Spook.
Spook is Spook.
Yes.
Okay. The two of you head to the nearest Fry Donald's, and the person you're here to meet becomes immediately apparent. Are you in your superhero gear, Congo Jack?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you stand out as you walk into a Fry Donald's. And
reminds me of that episode of Justice League where the Flash walks into a bar full of his old villains.
And inside, you recognize someone. A rather sizable African man who enjoyed some Panucci's pizza in a hotel room today. Hmm. And he looks up confused and then startled when he sees that it's you.
Do I know his name? I don't know his name.
Probably not.
What are you doing here?
Enjoying some Fry Donald's.
You don't happen to be here to meet somebody on Craigslist, do you?
Who is Craig?
Okay. I'll walk on by him.
Okay.
Well,
he kind of kicks his suspicious duffel bag, nudges it under the table.
I will sit down at his table now. I will go back and sit down at his table and like check out this duffel bag.
Just start digging through it?
I'll sit down and like unzip it under the table. Maybe peek under peek under the table.
So I'll you're reaching down and unzipping it?
Yeah. It's under the table? I don't want to draw suspicion.
It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Cool Respawn.
You know they you know in France they don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, I do know that.
Called a Royale with
I'm
cheese.
Not getting baited.
But I love that movie.
Excuse me. Philip, what do you think you're doing?
Just, I thought this bag was for me, man.
Why would it be for you?
I don't know, you kinda threw it under the table. Nudged it.
Hey, great whoa, reasoning.
Look, we're not here to cause any trouble. We're not here to cause any trouble, right?
I'll put it down. I'll leave it alone and get up.
Okay.
Hey, act cool. I say to Respawn. Let's just get in line, pretend we're buying something.
I was already in line buying stuff.
Oh, okay. Can I straight up creep on this?
tell me about straight up creep.
Straight up creeping. When I scope out a person or place, roll plus mundane. On a 10 plus, ask 2. On a 7 to 9, ask 1.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, wait. That's a 7. Who or what here is not what they seem?
Well,
him.
Obviously, this guy who is acting as security for these hippos, supposedly. You can tell he's sweating bullets and not supposed to be here.
Hmm.
You're pretty sure he's the person you reached out to on Craigslist. And given the amount of nervousness surrounding him, you're assuming he's not supposed to be selling this tech.
Okay. I'll just sit down again. Hey, what's in the duffel bag?
Not your business.
You sure you're not supposed to meet me here, man?
He raises an eyebrow. Depends how much money you have.
How much money would I have?
I don't know. You thought you could buy this thing on Craigslist.
Yeah, man.
Just shock net.
I got $800. I've been saving my tips. Finucci Suite.
The listing said 1,000.
1,000? Well, I don't know. Show it to me. Let's go outside.
He is very unsure of this. Tell you what, why don't you try to provoke him into doing what you want?
I'm going to pay for my broker.
Yeah.
Get back on the table and get the feeling I'm going to have to play a good cop, bad cop over here. So, let's see how this goes.
8.
8. Okay. Yeah, he scoops up the duffel bag, looks to you and Respawn. You can tell when he stands up, just the way his clothes move, that he's packing.
We step him outside?
Yeah, let's go check this out.
Yeah. He finishes the last of his milkshake and tosses it in the trash on the way out.
Taking a bite of my burger.
He lets you lead the way.
Alright, I'll take him to, like, alley, like, next to the building where he can't be seen.
If he's behind Jack, I'm behind him.
He is very uncomfortable, but does not know how to get himself out of this situation.
I'll see the gear, man. Open it up. I got $800 here saying that thing's not worth 1,000.
He crouches down and unzips it. And you see a bunch of, like, fist-sized compressed nets around a central battery that you could fire out of a launcher or, say, strap to an arrow or just huck at someone in close range.
Or throw onto a, albino hippopotamus.
An albino hippopotamus.
Hippos are really fucking dangerous, so I would imagine there's a reason for this.
Yeah.
Like, even if we're escorting hippos, I'm going to go with it's okay to have these things because of how dangerous they are.
You want $1,000 for that?
Yes.
That stuff's junk, man. It's all frayed. I'm going to have to take it home and repair it. I'll give you $700.
I tell you what, why don't we give him a chance to field test it, see what it does.
You want me to throw a net at him?
No, I want you to throw a net at me. Let's see if it's worth $1,000.
Kid, these things are made for large animal hunting.
That's unfortunate. Do it.
Exactly like a hippo.
You're a hippo.
No.
If your friend dies, I'm taking your 800.
That's fine. If he doesn't die, I'm only paying 600.
What if he dies and then doesn't die?
He doesn't know that.
That guy doesn't know that.
800 if he has to go to the hospital.
Deal.
Seems like a fair deal.
He scoops one up and just hucks it full force into Respawn's chest.
What happens?
It explodes outwards, and then like the magnetic clips fly on the ends, fly around to make it like attach around you, and then starts to pump you full of taser style electricity. And we can call that taking a powerful blow.
All right. I don't have any conditions right now.
Roll low.
Double sixes.
Ow.
Really mad.
I mean, it hurts.
Well, what would you like to do? Remove yourself from the situation? Lose control of yourself or your powers? Or two from the lesser list?
You start healing over much and, like, cancerous tumors start poking out.
Gosh, that's a good question.
I mean, you can always just pass out.
I could pass out. I won't die.
That's an option. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what would be the most interesting thing.
Have your skin just bubble up and boil off.
Maybe lash out.
I'll pass out. Like it's a big game hunter kind of thing, and I just rolled double sixes.
Yeah, like this thing's made to take down like an elephant or a hippo.
I'm loving it though.
Do 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 do. Smile on your face.
Bye, Donald.
Yeah, I just like just collapse. Very obviously breathing heavily.
800.
Deal.
Right. He takes your $800, pockets it, and starts leaving quickly, fleeing the scene.
I like shake Respawn to try to wake him up and like slap him in the face. Get up, you gotta get out of here.
What?
Yep, you did great, kid.
Whoa. Yo, I wanna go on that ride again.
Okay. And I toss another net on him.
Half. In a controlled situation, man.
Oh, Respawn passes out again.
It's not as good the second time. Let's get the fuck out of here.
And we leave.
Okay.
To the hotel? To the hotel.
To the hotel.
Alright. Anyone else getting up to some evening shenanigans?
No.
No, I probably went to the hotel with Splendid.
We stopped at
Alloy will Alloy will tag along if he's welcome. He'll call his dad and say, "Hey, I'm spending the night with some friends. We're gonna
be fine with
studying."
Of course, you're welcome. This is an inclusive place.
Yeah, we take people of all kinds of skin types. You know, flesh, metal.
Because gay is a flesh type.
Yep. I don't know about you, but my skin's...
Oh, gay. Am I going to be the third wheel?
No. Your flesh type is spectral.
Oh. No, I'm talking about this gay thing going on.
Is Splendid gay?
No.
Is he bi?
I thought that, like, way early on...
He hasn't had a lot of actual interaction with other...
With human beings?
Misremembering.
I just figured he was, you know, kind of one of those, like, super rich, decadent, anything that moves types.
He's just a hedonist.
He's just Captain Jack.
He's an omnisexual.
No.
He's Captain Jack.
He's probably mostly asexual, really.
Okay. Noted.
If his emotions get too amped up, then he might explode someone. So he has to be careful.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's okay. They'll just get sent away.
Into space?
No, on a very unfortunate vacation.
No, I'm saying that his family gets rid of problems.
Oh.
Yeah, very unfortunate.
Yeah, because
vacation,
they ended up in
Martin
the Orion Nebula
range the entire time. I can't think of anything worse.
So, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm. It's go time on these hippopotamuses. Or as the Japanese would say, hippopotamasu. Did you know that? It's so weird. Okay.
Screw you, Japan.
They didn't have a word for hippo, so they just took the American word for hippo and made it Japanese sounding.
Which is probably stolen from some language where hippos are actually in. Oh no, because it's just river horse, so it's Latin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we stole. Google says that hippopotamus is Kaba.
I mean, if you... Oh, you're talking in Japanese?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the word.
I don't know about Japanese.
Oh, that's weird. Then why did the Lost Village anime have a song about the unfortunate hippopotamus, but they used hippopotamasu?
Because it's cool to say English words.
Yeah, it's probably something like to do with how katakana is used. Like, it makes sense in the context. So there, they've got a word for it.
Yeah, deal with
languages.
We don't. We stole ours from Latin.
We're English. Everything is stolen from one language or another.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mostly German.
German and Latin.
There's a lot of French.
French, yeah.
Well, French is just stolen from Latin, so...
Yeah. We double stole it from Latin.
Fuck you, language. You're ours now.
Oh, also, for anyone that's interested in watching that anime, don't.
What is this?
The Lost Village.
It was bad.
I vaguely heard of the name, don't know much about it.
It's my impression of it.
Okay.
Note it.
Yeah.
Already forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bright and early, you guys assemble at the hotel and go down in a group.
I'm probably going to recount the creepiness of Renaissance Man and how that whole thing happened.
I knew it. I knew he was a weirdo.
No.
You going to keep working with him?
Creepy route.
Aren't most artists weirdos?
Yeah,
he bought that warehouse for nothing.
I mean, Inkling isn't a weirdo.
Yeah, it was, so what are you going to do? You could always just lay down the law with him and just be like, hey, whoa, you know, hands off, yada yada, but I still want to use your studio, right?
Mm. Is it worth it?
Do you need a studio?
Yeah, I figured.
Not
that
really. Actually,
you've been doing pretty well before. Just, you know, like tagging buildings and stuff.
Yeah, but the problem is now he owns your crew's warehouse, so he's probably going to come in and be all like, hey, if you don't go and be my
apprentice.
There's an entire district of warehouses on that side of town.
Yeah, but I mean, he could just buy those as well. Doesn't he have like $50 bazillion?
So?
So then you go start tagging his places.
And his money where he wants to.
Yeah, but then you're being a... Well, actually, I mean, I'm not saying...
You could donate some of your art to him.
Unwillingly.
That's a good way of putting it. So hippos?
Yes, hippos.
Hippos.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Okay. Only a hippopotamus will do.
Creepy guys aside, you make your way down to the apartment. And Nala opens the door, greets you. Congo Jack's friends.
Hello, hey. Congo Jack's friend.
I step forward, introduce myself as Respawn. Good to meet you.
Nala Matumbe.
We'll be protecting your hippos today.
Yes, a pleasure. I'm Splendid.
Inkling, I give a nod.
And I am Splendid.
They can't.
Today, anyways, I'm feeling Splendid.
Well, come in. We were just finishing final preparations, and we will take the convoys out to where the hippos are being held and make the last leg of our journey. Of course, Halcyon City is always the most dangerous part of any transport.
What?
Probably the supervillains.
Superheroes.
Yeah.
They're supervillains.
Crawling
supervillains.
Or super
the
villains.
Other way around.
And I'm sure that somebody is desperately willing to abduct albino hippopotamuses.
Hippopotamuses.
Oh,
right.
Like the hippo kid?
It's the bat dude and jokester theory of superheroes and supervillains. Where there be superheroes, there be supervillains.
Well, I mean, generally.
Well,
there's people with superpowers, some are gonna use it for bad.
I mean, there's King Hippo. There's, you know,
the menagerieist. There.
Yeah,
the evil menagerieist. That's his name.
The evil menagerie. You're just making these up.
Menagerieist.
No.
He wasn't very creative with his name.
He used to be called the zookeeper. Then he decided he needed to be more sophisticated, and it just didn't work out.
Sophisticated and sinister.
I don't know about sinister. It just seems kind of fey to me.
I liked zookeeper personally.
Yeah, I mean, zookeeper's good.
The problem is that doesn't sound evil.
Well, there's also the Audubon Society.
Actually, that sounds more evil than putting evil in the name.
Nah.
I mean, to interrupt, but is this conversation important?
Yes.
What, we're not walking and talking? Really? Come on, let's get on this.
Well, we're really considering who our possible enemies today could be. You know, anyone who is interested in stealing a pair of rare hippopotamuses.
Where are we going again?
Or is it hippopotamodes? I don't know.
We're going to the storage site, and we're going to convoy the last bit of the journey.
Oh shit, convoy's gonna be here? I hate that guy.
Oh, what's our final destination?
The Halcyon City Zoo.
Okay, good. Are there any handlers there that we'll be passing them off to? Do we have to worry about keeping them in secure captivity?
You'll be passing them off to the handlers there. They have a facility set up. Come. I beckon and you all cram into the elevator. Respawn and Congo Jack, you recognize the gentleman from last night, who is rather surprised to see Respawn.
I give him a nod. A smile.
He kind of nods at you.
Oh man, I should have stopped at Fry Donald's before we came here.
I'm just incorporeal, like, in someone to save space. So whoever I'm in is really cold.
That's okay, I'm usually probably cold.
Yeah, I was gonna say, probably be me or Alloy at this point, just out of politeness.
Who said I was polite?
She's, like, inside Colonel Matumbe.
Just whispering in his ear, I'm inside you right now.
I don't think Colonel Matumbe is here.
No, she went to Africa, though.
Yeah, I went to Africa.
Oh,
this,
okay.
This elevator was just too crowded. I needed a different continent.
Spent the evening hovering, like the time we went to Brazil.
Okie dokie.
Hokey dokey.
Mm.
You guys ride down to the bottom, and there is a series of all black Escalades waiting to take you.
Sony in the Escalade.
This looks very official.
Yeah. Where's can I pick out like the actual hippo convoy here? Like, what's the storage vehicle? A giant?
You're pretty sure there's not a hippo in any of these Escalades.
You're going to go to where the hippos are.
Yeah, didn't you?
Listening to her?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting my order of events mixed up. Forgive me. I thought that they were bringing it here.
No, the hippos are actually disguised.
They're out of containment. I recall. Yes.
No, they're disguised as Escalades, and they did a very good job.
Yeah, black
forward here.
No, they're just pocket hippos.
No one would suspect that a black Escalade was a white hippo.
It's true.
I'm sure this is going to be a run of the mill escort, but do you happen to know if anybody is interested in these hippos in a very wrong fashion?
What are you asking? If someone wants to have sex with these hippos?
No, I'm asking if anybody wants to steal them. Like, who are we protecting them from?
Yeah, do you have any intel on possible threats?
Come, I'll brief you in the car. Okay. Philip, why don't you bring your crew with me, and my men will take the other car.
And you're not trying to pull something over on us where we're going to, quote-unquote, the place where the hippos are kept, or they're supposed to be there, and you don't have the hippos, and we're actually stealing them.
Okay,
right?
Anyway, I'm going to, before this happens, I'm going to pull Congo Jack aside and say, hey, is your girlfriend here any good in a fight?
Did Tom die?
Yes.
He may have.
I muted my mic by accident.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull Congo Jack
aside. So. Too, you missed it. Not the
Yeah, I pull Congo Jack aside and say, "Is your girlfriend here any good in a fight?"
Yeah, great hand-to-hand combat. She's the cat's meow.
Okay.
Cat's meow. Echo. Cat's meow. Echo. Cat's meow. No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She climbs into one of the Escalades. Waits for the rest of you to pile in.
Hell yeah. Are these like one of those, are they just Escalades? Are these like Hummerzines?
They're Hummerzines, custom made by,
Cadillac?
Renaissance Industries.
Ooh.
Fuck, I should probably sit in the middle, so we don't, like, overbalance anything.
I wonder if the amazing toy
I'll just sit inside of you.
I wonder if the amazing toy company is a shell industry of Renaissance Industries.
Nala starts to drive. She suddenly looks very stern. I believe there are traitors. I'd like to know that. I believe there are traitors in my father's organization.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I turned to respawn. I told you. What did I fucking tell you yesterday?
I don't know. What did you tell me yesterday?
I told you this was shady as hell.
It's not shady as hell. We're escorting a pair of rare hippopotamuses.
And she just said there's traitors.
Okay, that's who we're protecting them from. Right?
I look back to her.
Yes. Well, we believe they may have sold information or be actively working with someone within the city.
Hmm. All right.
That's why me and my man are going to be guarding a decoy.
Oh.
What are you using as a decoy? Elephants.
A big empty truck.
Oh.
You couldn't even have, paper.
You have weights in there, right? So people won't notice that, hey, that truck's riding really high for having two hippos in it?
Yes, we will weight down the truck.
Oh, good. Just making sure. I was like, I've never worked with you. I just don't know the level of
proficiency
here.
Just making sure they're not complete morons.
Gosh, I'm sure they've thought of all of this. So are we going to be protecting the decoy or the real thing?
you are going to be protecting the real thing.
Okay.
My men and I are going to go ahead with all of the follow cars and the big truck and everything that would convince someone that we're transporting a pair of hippos.
Mind if I stop by the decoy hippo cage?
Put some actual hippos in there.
Well, just don't draw attention to yourself.
To use a pun.
What?
What's the pun?
Draw attention to yourself.
Ah. Oh, I don't get it.
She's an artist.
You'll see.
Ah.
Meanwhile, I have arranged a smaller truck to remain behind. They will be carrying the actual hippos. You will take a secondary route to the zoo. And hopefully we will shake off any would-be hippo abductors.
Okay, so this is exactly like a movie I watched with Carlos last weekend called The Italian Job. We got to be on the lookout for, like, big trucks, explosives in the road, and safe crackers.
Who's I'm going to ask you if you just said that out loud.
Yeah.
Who's Carlos?
Good call. Yeah, not Carlos. sorry.
I'm assuming this is all in character.
Yeah,
no,
me too.
No. This is Rob being a derp.
I feel like Alloy would not be that stupid, so I'm Alloy
will
you out
say,
of
Alloy will say my boyfriend.
No, you'll just you'll just say like.
No, yeah, he will not, say. Yeah, Alloy will say a movie that I watched with my boyfriend last week, but okay. He doesn't say the name.
What, like The Italian Job?
Yeah, that's what I just said. The Italian Job.
No, you didn't say. You said you didn't say the name of the movie.
And I watched this movie.
God damn it, you guys.
When you give your little spiel, Nala gives you a curious look. You're not quite sure if it's because you mentioned having a boyfriend or if it's because you kind of rambled like an idiot.
Yeah. That's fine.
And then she follows up with, isn't that the movie with the bus that teeters off the cliff?
It was a Volkswagen bus, if you want to call it a bus.
Full like a pile of scrap?
Shaggin' wagon?
A van?
Yeah, it was kind of like that halfway stop where it's like half van, almost a bus. It's Volkswagen. They do what they do.
Right. Oh, let's get ourselves over there then. Set up. I say, changing the subject.
Be on the lookout for Charlie Sheen and Seth Green.
Done.
What are you talking about?
Movies.
I don't remember any of those people in that movie.
I'm just trying to lighten the mood before we go into combat.
I'm going to be looking up pictures.
I was going to say, with any luck, we're not going to have any combat at all.
Yeah.
True.
So anyways, let's do this.
Yeah, she drives you out to a rather nondescript depot where there are a series of cars waiting. Well, it's just the Escalade, and then there's a big metal-reinforced truck. She says, the actual hippos and your conveyance are already packed and outside.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Well, if anybody's got anything to do or anything to say, do it now. Otherwise, I think we're all loading in.
Well, fake cables? Or the other cage?
Yeah.
Other cage?
We're the real ones.
She takes you out to the truck, the decoy truck, opens up the back a little bit for you to slip inside.
Okay.
I assume you know what you're doing?
Yep.
She drawn some hippos?
Yeah, I want to use Are You Watching Closely?
Okay, tell me about that.
When you mislead, direct, or trick someone, roll plus superior. On a hit, they are fooled, at least for a moment. On 10 plus, choose 3. On 7, 9, choose 2.
Opportunity, expose a weakness or a flaw, confuse them for some time, or avoid further entanglement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nine, ten. Choose three. Confuse them for some time. Avoid further entanglement and... I don't know. Weakness or flaw or opportunity.
Since it's going to be protecting it from... since it's protecting it on behalf of other people, maybe exposing a weakness might help them.
Help the attackers?
No, help the people who are defending the fake truck.
Oh, like the people who are not actually traitors.
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, sure, those three.
Okay.
And then slip back out.
Yeah.
And avoid further entanglement.
Yeah, after you slip out, you see one of the men go in and check the back of the cart, trying to be discreet.
Can I make note of his face?
Yeah, absolutely. Nala tosses your group a handheld walkie-talkie.
I'm going to make a quick sketch of the guy.
It comes to life.
Okay.
And, slip the paper over to Nala.
He discreetly looks at it, and then nods sternly. As the rest of her crew is loading up, she brings you out back to... what is just a furniture truck that is riding low on the axles. Are you all ready for this?
Yeah.
As ready as we can be.
Looks like it.
Be safe. Let me know if you run into any trouble. And protect the hippos.
Yes. Good luck to you as well.
Our hippo!
Yeah. Passing the walkie-talkie off to Congo Jack. You're in command, buddy. I clap him on the back and say, give us a good show.
Nala leans in and kisses Congo Jack on the cheek.
Aww. Ooh, I blush.
Good luck.
Well.
Alright, we start driving. Who's driving? Who wants to drive? Who's old enough to drive?
I'm old enough to drive.
Respawn can drive.
I can drive. I even have I don't have a driver's license in this. Huh, I wonder how that would work.
Yeah, that would be.
I have one, just not for this identity.
I get in the driver's
seat. Please tell me that's hard to do because there's a driver there.
Is there a driver?
I thought
there?
That there was not a driver.
No,
there.
You guys are driving.
Oh god, we're driving.
Of course
we're not
are.
Driving. We're not old enough to drive.
I'm old enough to drive.
We're not old enough to rent cars.
Yeah,
sit down.
There's a big
guys.
Difference between those two, Splendid. You can drive way before you can rent cars.
Can you guys get in the goddamn van?
Also, I get in the van.
Most three of you are going to fit up front.
I get in the front.
I will phase through and chill with the hippos.
I'm skinny. Okay. I sit in the front, too. I don't take up much room.
I'll be a pool of metal on top of the truck.
Okay.
Will you slide off when it starts driving?
Nah. I'll seat partway into any, cracks and crevices and stuff like that.
Or are you just going to be like a nice like metal sheen over like the metally parts?
Yeah. Yes. I have a better idea here.
I will be hiding in plain sight.
Jack, all right. Jack drives. I'm in the back seat with the hippos because with Spook, because the two of us can't be harmed by the hippos, or I can be harmed, but it doesn't matter. And the other
this
three
is
going to
be very painful for you.
You're just going to get trampled. I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Jack, you're in control.
All right. I start driving.
Okay. When you guys go in the back, the hippos are in a secondary containment. They're not just running loose in the back of this truck.
Okay, that's fair.
But you can see there is a pair of albino hippos.
Majestic.
Hey, hippos.
As far as you can tell, they are not painted illusions.
I go to touch a hippo, but my hand just phases through it.
So what do you make of all this, Spook?
Think! Oh my god!
You worried?
Why would I be worried?
Not on your own behalf. I mean, you know, on anybody else's.
They all got themselves into this. They aren't what they're signing up for, right?
Yes. I think that's probably why the two of us are back here, because we can't be hurt by these guys. But the other three, well, maybe not Alan. I can't.
Well, you could get hurt.
Thank you very much for joining us once again. Get it out.
I mean, you feel the pain.
You know what it takes to bring one of these things down? Battery charger.
A hell of a lot of tranquilizers and time.
Or a really, really powerful electric net. And then I recount to her the story of me getting, like, electrified by one of the nets that Jack bought last night.
Okay.
And I am going to share a vulnerability with Spook and give her influence. And Holt, too.
Okay, so I have influence over you.
Oh, you already had influence. I'm just grabbing a Holt.
No, you took it off, I thought.
Did I? I might have last session, I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
last session you took it off, because I erased it.
Probably because she was mean and let you be tortured. Because
well,
she
was deserved
angry.
It! Brought it upon himself.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, my point is that I'm giving her influence, and I'm holding two so I can help her if I need to.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming this truck starts rumbling along.
I'm gonna tell, Respawn that I went to my parents' house.
Why?
Curiosity? Got some of my old stuff. I mean, Scap's still there, the dog.
Well, of course the dog's still there. What? I mean, it's a dog. Your parents aren't going to just want... Okay, I don't know if your parents wantonly kill and raise animals, so I'm not going to ask that question.
Well... He hasn't aged since he was a puppy. Like, he went away for a while.
And you answer it anyway.
What, he's not, like, rotting or anything.
That's okay. I guess that's pretty good. Your dad's really good at what he does, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta let that stuff go. Like...
My dad...
No, that's it.
My dad was watching an old home movie of me.
Oh, you really think he's fooling anybody with that?
Getting dressed for Halloween.
Yeah, getting dressed in what? You're
lighting a bonfire in the middle of the room.
I guess you weren't really a supervillain, but.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was
for 120 kilowatt,
right? Sorry, I became the costume for a little while, the first one.
Look, I'm not trying to be callous about this here, but I'm being callous about this here. You can't let that stuff control you. Look at me, I've got my ex-girl, I don't even know, girlfriend, in a fucking stink bomb in my room back at the penthouse.
Honestly,
the moment you let that kind of thing when you let it get its hooks inside of you, you can't turn back.
They just locked up my room. Like,
yeah, that's not going to stop any. That's not going to stop you.
Well, when I phased through the door before I stopped the security, fucking hurt. Which, I mean, I guess it makes sense, you know, protection against ghosts.
Yeah, but maybe that's protection against you as well. Maybe they don't want you in there. They don't want you.
They don't know I'm alive. Or whatever this is.
Well, they know you're dead, and to them, there's not really much difference.
Yo, they did care about me. Probably more than your girlfriend cared about you.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Look, I'm not here to argue with you about this. We have a job to do, we're gonna do it.
Well, Respawn, would that constitute a powerful emotional blow for you?
Oh yeah, that hit hard.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and roll that.
Six.
Okay. Mark potential and weather the blow.
I fire back and I say, yeah, I wonder about that. We're here to do a job and that's it. Let's concentrate.
Yep.
Okay.
Any teen angst happening in the front seat?
Maybe some pushing just because we're all kind of squished up there.
It's a little uncomfortable.
I keep changing the radio station.
Like halfway through a song, you change it, right?
Yeah.
I hate the bridge in this song. No, I hate the chorus on this one. I hate that second verse.
Commercial.
Can we just choose something?
Yeah, I got a song. I'm walking on sunshine.
Okay.
Get on sunshine.
Interesting.
Your other radio starts to chime in. We've got a blockade in the street above.
Street above or ahead? What does that even mean? Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
They're African.
Yeah. They can't be expected to speak English.
ESL.
You're like, I'm gonna.
I think
ask
that's an
that.
Extremely fair statement.
Yeah. I'm gonna ask back, like, what's your location?
We're on 32nd Street, en route to the zoo. You're supposed to be tailing us, right?
Yeah. We're taking the secret route, remember, guys? I nudge Inkling.
Yeah. Don't worry, we're right behind you. Just want to keep track of all locations.
What the hell is that?
My guess, Hippo King. No.
There is a big crash. And the sound of shrieking metal.
Uh-oh.
Is there anything from our... Like, if we look at the truck, is it big enough to be seen from, like, where we are?
Yeah, can I see it from the top of the truck?
Well, I'm assuming you guys, sticking to the route you've been given, is completely separate from them. So,
but, like, I just wasn't sure, like, if it was, like, a big
explosion. There's no plume of smoke or anything.
Okay.
Shoot it! Shoot it! Someone get the electro nets!
I see.
Well, that's interesting. But we should stick to the to our hippos.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just keep driving.
Let the diversion divert them. That's what it's for.
Just keep driving, just keep driving.
Try our best
you guys
to ignore this.
Over the radio, a rending and grinding of metal, and then in a distance, shouting, "We've been had! Lay siege to the zoo!"
Might want to go a little faster, Kyle.
Why? They're going to the zoo. Why would I want to go to the zoo?
But that's where the hippos belong.
That's where the bad guys are going. They've been had. They're going to the zoo. Sieging it.
Well, what are they going to go to do to the zoo when they don't find them there? Wreck the place.
Yeah. Then the hippos can't stay there.
So then where should we take the hippos? I still think we should take them.
I don't know. You got a big pool somewhere?
You're rich.
No.
We've got a hippos. Alloys no, like.
Could, like I was gonna say you could ask now. Nala.
I mean, do you know who does?
Have a big pool.
The zoo.
All right. I keep driving to the zoo.
Do we make it, like, far ahead enough to, like, warn the people there?
Because of your distraction, yes.
Yay!
Huzzah.
Kitty.
You hit the zoo. Like, you have to run a few red lights. Respawn and Spook, you have no idea why, but Congo Jack suddenly starts driving like an asshole.
I've got an idea why, but I trust him.
So you guys are just getting thrown around. The hippos are losing their shit back there.
My head, like, pops out of the van a few times.
All right. Okay, guys, just keep calm, carry on.
And you hit. You breeze through the front gates of the zoo. And it looks like they know something is amiss. I mean, you see basically zookeepers in attendance loading up with trank rifles. Yeah, that's really all they have. And they start shutting the door behind you guys.
I'm going to get out of the back of the truck once we pull in.
Congo Jack, in the rearview mirror, you can see a giant purple man with boxing gloves, like, huge body, just charging towards the doors as they close.
Is it the Hippo King?
Yeah, it's fucking King
fucking
Hippo.
Fucking King Hippo!
Well then.
Can I maybe reinforce the gates a little? I don't know.
How are you doing that?
Brick wall? Maybe trying to draw a brick wall?
Yeah, unleash your powers on that. Because you see him charging. Fortunately, he's closer than, in the rearview mirror.
Yeah. 11!
Nice. You hear a crashing of metal and wood as he strikes the wall, and your quick brick sketch buckles but does not break. Let me in!
No!
You have what's mine.
No?
And no, they're not.
No.
How are they yours, anyways?
I am King Hippo. They are my subjects.
Wait, what? No. That's not how things work.
King.
No,
you don't vote for kings.
Well, then who made you king?
Who died and made you king?
Under whose authority are you king?
You seem to stump him, and then you could just start hearing him beat against this brick wall.
I would like to put myself in a
so
position.
I could say I refuse to recognize it, but okay.
I'd like to put myself in a position to intercept him if he gets through the brick wall.
Yeah, maybe he's one of those conquest kings, like might makes right, that kind of thing.
Sounds like something he'd be into, yeah.
Yeah.
I would also like to assess the situation.
I would like to charge up my powers. Because, you know. It's 2d6, right? Yeah.
Alright. Well, for free, Inkling, you can see you made your brick wall to resist the smashing of this man, and it looks like it's holding very well.
Ah.
But if he's smart, he'll realize he can go to the left or right and probably break through the regular wall.
Yeah.
You don't know how long it's going to take him to figure that out.
Okay.
Okay, well, I unleashed my powers. I got a 9, so I have to mark a condition.
Okay. What condition? What are you feeling?
Scared?
Not really scared.
Insecure?
I guess more insecure. Although, actually seeing that the zoo was ready to accept us helped assuage those insecurities. Or SY. Because, you know.
Are you angry that this guy thinks he's the king of the hippos?
And it's stupid.
Yes.
It's just so dumb it makes you mad.
Yes. You can't just declare yourself king of the hippos. Didn't even have some watery tart giving him a sword.
I'm telling you, he's one of those might makes right kings. Like, he decided to beat the crap out of all the other hippos, and so now he's the king of the hippos.
Ah.
Okay. Every individual
hippos are dangerous, man.
They are.
You fire up your powers. Alloy, you said you were getting yourself into a position?
Yeah, I'm just going to put myself into a position to attempt to stop him so that I can roll to defend if he does make it through. And in doing so, I'm going to activate my mask power, which lets me swap my mundane rating with my mask rating, bringing my mundane to 1 and my savior to 2.
Yep, you're feeling like a savior.
I'm pumping myself up. I can do this. I can do this. I'm going to do this, and then Carlos is going to see that I can do things without breaking shit, and it's going to be great.
Who's Carlos?
That's in my head, not...
For Carlos.
I like the idea that Alloy is terrible at keeping his secret attention.
Alex Fook will just show up at his house one day. It's like, what?
What we need is some sort of macro where every time Rob says Carlos, he really means his boyfriend.
Was in my
head. And respawn? These hippos are going nuts. Like, crazier than they went when Congo Jack was driving like an asshole, and it looks like they're trying to break out of the cage.
Right.
Oh shit, can what we if they're listening to King Hippo? If they recognize him as their...
That would be... Yeah, that'd be really awkward.
They recognize him.
We're gonna have to calm him down somehow.
I'm just gonna kind of look a bit freaked out about this.
Do you have a calm hippo power?
I'm gonna barrel out of the back of the truck and like summon up the zookeepers and just be like, hippos are in here, come on, we'll hold off the whatever he is. I haven't actually seen him yet.
Man, it's a man.
It's a man.
You've heard him proclaim himself king of the hippos.
Okay, he says he's king of the hippos. I refuse to acknowledge his authority, and so as a result, we need to save these hippos from him. Now come on, go!
Yeah, they pile in because they are much more prepared to deal with angry hippos than a hippo monarch.
Yeah. We'll deal with the hippo monarch, you deal with the hippo... What? I don't even know what they... Citizens? Subjects?
Hippos?
Hippos. Hippos. Hippos.
His serfs.
Okay. Alloy, you see King Hippo stop. Have a moment of clarity. Walk a couple feet to the left.
Oh.
And rear back to punch the wall.
Oh!
Damn it, he figured it out.
Okay.
Alloy, move the wall!
No, I want to ready up a blast.
Can I
so
do
that?
When
he
knocks
the wall over, I blast him. Cosmic energy.
All right. Well, Alloy said he was readying up to defend this wall. So
okay.
I want to see if he's going to jump in and do something at this point.
Oh, you mean defend the wall? Yeah, sure. I'll defend the wall. I will interpose myself and just be like straight up metal, and just like, dah! It's like, no, you can't do this, and try to deflect his. He's punching the walls, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll attempt to use my metal body and enhanced strength to deflect the blows from the walls.
Sure, roll plus savior.
Yeah, and I get plus 1 forward from that previous thing. Oh shit, son, that's a 15.
Damn.
Nice.
So, where'd that go? That's, here it is. NPC threats. Yeah, I defend it. So, yeah, and I can... Oh, wait, how much team do we have since we're at...
Six.
Yeah.
Six, okay. And I'm assuming Congo Jack is the leader at the moment?
Oh, sorry, you guys jumped into a combat.
Yeah, we decided to jump into engage a powerful foe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're saying Congo Jack is the leader for this mission?
Yep, I have surrendered control to Congo Jack.
Sure.
He's the hero today.
Congo Jack, do you have influence over everyone?
No.
Only over Spook and Inkling.
Okay. Congo Jack, what is your purpose in this fight?
To detain King Hippo with that sweet-ass shock net I got.
Anyone have a different goal?
I don't know about the shock net, but yeah, well, let's detain King Hippo. Stop him from...
I know, yeah,
make
I
it
know
where King Hippo net. Does not end up with hippos. Yeah. So, yeah, basically.
I think we all have the same Prince basic Hippo. Idea here.
So we're gonna team up and stop King Hippo from stealing the hippos.
Does everybody trust Congo Jack?
I trust Congo
Jack.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Close enough.
And you're not ill-prepared or off-balance.
No,
King
we
Hippo,
knew we were
pretty much
this.
What you expected.
Hmm? We were even talking about it.
Yeah, there is a clang, clang, clang of metal as Alloy is deflecting the mighty blows of King Hippo. He is getting increasingly frustrated.
Yeah,
Congo
I'll
Jack.
Add a team to the pool.
Okay.
I'm a little surprised that we've got a villain here who's got a sense of fair play. He's wearing boxing gloves. I can't hurt that much.
To be fair...
It's to protect
people
his
didn't
hands.
Start dying in the ring until we started using boxing gloves.
Yeah, boxing gloves aren't there to protect the people you're punching. They're there to protect your hands.
Yeah. So you're less likely to hit as hard when you're using your actual hand because you'll hurt your hand.
Yep.
Yeah, bare knuckle boxing, there were no ring fatalities because your hand breaks before the other person's skull does. Anyway, as I was saying, Congo Jack, you hear the clang, clang, clang of Alloy out there defending your hippos on your mission.
I will jump out of the truck and climb onto the roof of it and ready up one of them shock net arrows I got.
I'm actually going to try and give him a boost so he can get a better angle on it.
I would also like to get a boost such that... Should he miss horribly, I would like to reach out and grab both the hippo and the shock gauntlet, the shock net, and channel the electricity through
you're
me.
Metal.
Yes, just give him an extra radius of aim.
If you guys like, are attempting to use team, like you can use that after he rolls.
Okay.
Yeah, because I get to roll my Monday.
Yeah, I actually went back and read it. You can, or else the use team selfishly part doesn't make sense because you kind of need to know. That you're going to fail before you boost yourself even more.
Okay.
I'm going to roll. This is the first time I'm using it, so I get to roll plus moon.
One for one to give them plus one to their roll.
Well,
like, even in the example passage.
In the act selfishly, it specifically says you can use this option after rolling to alter the roll.
Oh,
yes.
So,
does it?
But,
so
yeah.
Yeah, it says you can use it selfishly after rolling, but otherwise you have to use it first.
Because
so
the
you guys
example that they used in the when they were given an example of like people playing or whatever, like they worded it in the way that like, oh, I'm going to fail. Are you guys going to help him actually make this?
Okay, well... I'm reading it on the cheat sheet that specifically says for using it selfishly, you can spend it after the roll.
Okay. Maybe it's different on these things.
Before the roll, to give him a better angle, once he gets on the roof of the truck, I'm going to give him a boost up, like one of those flying leap kind of things.
Yeah, absolutely. You throw him up in the air, you spend one from the team. Alloy, you see what's going on, and you basically try to hold down King Hippo for that moment.
Yes. And I'm fully willing to reach out and grab the net if need be.
Okay. Congo Jack.
Unleash powers?
Directly engage a threat.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Five.
Oh. So you are rolling your mundane, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Is that where you have plus two?
Yeah. I rolled three.
Ooh. So three plus four, that's a seven. You have two people helping you.
So you're rolling your... You get your three plus two from us, and then whatever your mundane is.
And this is directly engage?
Yes, and you can directly mundane. You can use mundane for directly engaging using no powers and not nearly enough training.
Oh, right. Great, because no, you're using the weapon you got. Yeah.
But the choices I have for directly engage is like resist their blows, take something from them, create an opportunity for my allies then.
Alrighty. Yeah, okay. So you're going to, like, what? Throw the net on him.
Yeah.
Yep.
You hurl your net out. It, like, Alloy pushes him forward into it. It strikes him solidly on the chest and wraps around him and starts shocking it. He is furious as he's shocked and is trying to just rip it to pieces. Alloy, he's in front of you, like, thrashing around like he's having a seizure, trying to pull this thing off with boxing gloves on.
So very well, right?
Yeah. If Alloy doesn't do anything, and I hope he does do something, I'm going, like, once I'm sure that Jack is clear, I'm going to run forward and sock him in the jaw.
Yeah, I would like to attempt to, like, slither up around him and attempt to put him in a sleeper hold. So that'd be directly engage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like he's got this, then.
I mean, I will always... Yeah, nope. That's potential. That's what that is.
Okay.
How bad is it?
A 5. It's 4 plus 1.
Okay.
My danger is much lower than it usually was.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of slither up around him, and he grabs hold of you.
Uh-oh.
Holds you out at arm's length, and charges forward, using you as a battering ram to bash through this wall.
No! Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
We need to work as a team more, guys.
Okay.
Can I do some more assessing and ask my criminal mind thingy my bobble?
Absolutely. You get finally a good look at King Hippo as he bashes his way through the wall in the carnage. He lets Alloy fly when he's done with it. Alloy, I would also like you to mark a condition.
I feel guilty because this is exactly what I didn't want to happen.
Oh,
breaking stuff? Damage. Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly what I didn't want.
Yeah, I would like to ask first, how could I best infuriate or provoke King Hippo?
Well, he doesn't seem to like being electrocuted, and also he seemed really pissed off when you guys doubted his royal credentials.
Okay. And can I actually roll for the assess the situation thing?
Yeah.
Okay, 7, 8, 9. So, ask 1, take plus 1 while acting on answers. And he's wearing a crown, you said?
Yes.
Okay, what here can I use to take that crown from him?
I could use telekinesis.
That is an option for directly engaging. Yeah. Directly engaging does specifically say you can take something from him.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to get in close, but you know that that Spook does have telekinesis.
Or if you want, I could just melt it onto his head.
Yeah.
Oh, God!
Yeah, splendid. You charged up a while ago waiting for an opportunity. Well, now this guy has burst forth in all glory.
And he's using my friend as a battering ram.
Guys, we should take that crown off his head.
Ooh, that's double stupid.
Okay, yeah, I'll go for that. I'm gonna blast it with all my might. except I'm using Reality Storm to do this.
Okay. Does that let you, what, directly engage using your...
Freak, yes.
Go for it.
Oh, and I do have one forward from something I did last time.
Okay.
So. That just comes all... in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
How much 11? Burn do you have, Kevin?
What?
How much burn do you have, Kevin?
3. Well, 2.
Okay. Now. Got it. Are you going to spend another one to stop unwanted collateral damage?
No, I might need it.
I think we're breaking more stuff, guys.
No, we're supposed to be fixing things.
Then come back later and fix it.
We're fixing the hippo exhibit.
Probably will.
It doesn't have enough white ones.
A lot more power, like a lot.
That's
more
really racist, yes. Man. Jesus.
Okay, so you cause unwanted collateral damage unless you spend another burn. Interesting. So you directly engage on a hit, and you get to pick 2 things. You can resist or avoid their blows. I'm assuming you want to take something from him for one of them?
Yes. I want
the crown.
Yes.
Are you trying to melt it or just blast it off his head?
Knock it off his head.
Knock it off his head.
Melt it off his head. As long as it's off his head.
Just melt it.
Melt his crown.
Melt and slash or vaporize the fucking thing.
And then say, who's the king now?
And you have another thing. You can create an opportunity for your allies, impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition. Or
the
resist or avoid their blows.
Oh, wait, they get to...
He gets to hit you back unless you pick resist or avoid your blows.
I'm going to resist or avoid their blows.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I don't want to get
you
hit,
blast the crown off his head and just melt it in a solid beam of cosmic energy, and he charges at you like a man possessed. You think you see a little fear in his eyes when you melt his crown, but you duck out of the way as he thrashes his way forward towards you. Spook, okay. You've been very quiet. Peering out, you can see that this guy's charged by the truck.
I'm sure we'll notice the collateral damage.
I'm going with the assumption that I'm still afraid from before, and just him going through a wall maybe sent me through a flashback, and I'm just kind of frozen to the spot.
Navi to get knocked out, but good. I got the shades on.
If no one's doing anything, I'd like to provoke him since the crown's off.
Okay.
Like, I am just sort of freaking out.
While that's happening, I'm going to try and comfort and support her.
Alright, well,
draw a crown and put it on.
Inkling, what are you doing? Tell me about your provoke.
I'm going to say, like, you're no king, you don't even have a crown.
It's like, where's your crown now, buddy?
Yeah.
What are you trying to provoke him into?
For him to not think he has any authority over hippos at all. Or anyone, really. He's no king. And
okay.
Have him back off.
Alright.
Let's see, it's superior, and I have +1.
Okay. Yeah, come on. 10+. You can do it.
Nine. So they can instead choose one.
Or you could act selfishly to... Or does that...
That's true.
Would that help you?
No, I can. Like, I still have space to up my superior. Too bad I didn't take the thing that gives me potential when I do that, but...
But you still can act selfishly.
Yes, I can. But how... Like, what would I do that makes it selfish and, like, piss you guys off?
So it's something that ignores or insults us. You could toss in a jab about having a...
Yeah, you could just be like, hey, look, yeah, some king, you just got beaten by a bunch of fucking teenagers.
Yeah, something that just collectively straight up insult us. You know, as a way of insulting him.
Okay.
Yeah, like he just got beat by a couple of kids.
Boy, the metal guys caused more damage than you.
Oh...
Ooh, that would be
a
good
one. Better. I like that one better. So yeah, I'll do that and use a team to shift superior up and what down?
Mundane.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy that tried to make you more mundane.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So superior mundane down, and that pushes it to 10.
Yes. How you feeling, Alloy?
Pretty guilty. Pretty insecure.
Insecure.
Okay.
Actually, no. I'm gonna say I feel a little angry at that.
I have influence over you right now.
Yeah, I have influence over you too.
Yeah.
Bum bum bum.
All right. Well, while they're resolving their influences, I'm gonna climb back into the truck and just like get in front of Spook and be like, "Come on, we need you. I need you. You can do this."
Just wondering, is that enough to shift his danger up? Like, at what point would,
so
like...
influence...
Yeah.
Like, actually... Like, words will actually be effective.
Oh, but... yeah, in that case? So what would you want to shift down?
Seems like mundane in this case.
Or savior.
Savior, yeah.
But that's bad!
I know! So let's see. It would definitely be danger up.
You know what? Before you even say anything, I would like to reject that influence. Because no, I am not dangerous. I'm doing my best, goddammit.
Okay, so like my words will attempt to influence you and you're going to try and reject it.
Yes.
Okay.
The GM gets to adjust my labels, and your words hit me hard.
Ooh. Sorry, Alloy.
GM, how do you adjust my labels? I assume danger up, savior down?
Yes, and you are angry.
Yep.
Okay, respawn. You were trying to snap Spook out of it.
I am. I get in the truck and I like, I don't know if she's in like ghost form right now, but I'm going to like put a hand on her or something and just be like, "Look, you need to get up. We need you. I need you. You can do this. Don't be afraid." And let's see how this goes. I'm going to spend my two hold to comfort and support her.
Okay.
Because, or that's how it works, right? I can hold two. I can spend it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's an 8.
Okay. Well, if she opens up to you, then she can mark potential clear condition or shift labels. Spook?
I'm trying to think of how I would open up to that.
Just talk about what you're afraid of. Like, I see you cowering, and I'm like, no, you can't do this right now.
Sorry, I was just thinking about when I went to my parents, and one of my dad's phantasms came out of the wall and, you know, tried to drain the life out of me.
Okay. Well, it's not just you. Right? It's us now.
I am clearing afraid.
It's like, it's not just you anymore. You're not going to confront this alone. You're going to confront this with us. Now go and confront this with us. I'm going to jump out of the truck.
As soon as Inkling has put this doubt into King Hippo, effectively humiliated him, the albino hippos immediately become docile.
Nice. Huh. That's the power of belief right there.
And his eyes cast down, like he looks insecure and angry, and he's just clenching his fist, trying to figure out his next move.
I'm going to step up to him and put myself between him and as many of my friends as possible.
Yeah.
And... like, if he makes a move, I'm going in swinging.
Jack, you want to give the net another shot?
Yeah, I'm going to throw another net at him.
All right.
What do you want? What do you want me to roll? Directly engage or unleash my powers?
Directly engage.
Can I use my telekinesis to make sure the net hits him? Like, to spend a team?
You give him a +1 to the roll. You guys are back.
I got a 10.
60. Okay.
Yay!
And the well, she spends the team anyway because yeah. she yes. volunteered it for the role. So,
so choose two. Would you like to resist? Where's my sheet with this stuff on it?
You may resist or avoid their blows, take something from them, create an opportunity for the rest of your allies, impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition. Pick two.
I will surprise him, because he didn't think that was going to hit, and create an opportunity for my allies, because this guy's getting electrocuted now. Again.
But you're not resisting or avoiding his blows.
Oh, that's right, it opens me up, right? I'll resist blows and create an opportunity.
All right, I'll take advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, you cook him. He falls down to his knees, puts one hand down on the ground, looks weakly up in time to see you respawn coming at him.
Just come right at him and just uppercut him in the jaw. Just be like, here's the knockout blow!
I'd like to add one to your roll by kicking that hand that's supporting him, just kicking it out from under him.
So he's falling, like his chin is falling down.
Yes.
Into...
just yes. Bam. Because I'm angry and I want to. I want to break something. So, yeah.
His jaw.
Yes.
And probably respawn's hand.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but one of those will fix.
Player me wants to shield him. Character doesn't.
Roll it.
Alright, what am I rolling? Directly engage or
danger?
Switch my powers.
Yeah, okay. Directly engage.
Alright, is that a plus one?
Yeah, it's a plus one.
Yeah, it's your danger plus one.
Okay. That is a 9. 9? Yeah, 9. So I am going to take something from him.
The title.
His will to fight.
Yeah, his consciousness.
His life. His very soul.
Goodness. No. I'm going to... Yeah, I'm gonna...
His wife.
No.
His wife, did you say?
Yes.
Well, his fiance was one of those albino hippos.
All happiness. Yeah. Which I believe okay. we've already done.
But you don't resist or avoid his blows. As
no.
you punch up as he's... falling down, he is hefty. And you can feel as you're like his neck snaps back and there's a crackling of bone, your hand all the way down your arm just shatters.
Oh. Alright, I'm gonna have to back off and recover from that eventually. Actually, I'd like to unleash my powers to recover from it.
Roll it.
Okay, that's freak, so... nope, that's potential. Alright, I'm not going to be able to do anything for a little while.
Well, he is out cold. But you are afraid.
Yeah.
So you punch him, and your arm shatters and hangs limply by your side. And you just hear... Rampage Ghost, Witch Noir, Ella Black, whisper softly, pondering, as your bones are not healing.
Ew. I sink to one knee. That one was unusual.
Say please.
Oh no.
Rerun, are you okay?
Please give me a minute.
Your bone starts to knit back together.
Oh yeah, he's okay. Okay, he's always okay.
Yeah. Or they're, yeah, I'm just like, a moment, please.
Yeah. So, do we call the police or something?
It'd be hard to think they're not already on their way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
the zoo busts out their, like, large animal hauling equipment.
I helped load it onto that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You all just roll King Hippo onto it.
Yeah, when things are a little less hectic, I'm going to turn to one of the zookeepers and say, I'm really sorry that he did that to your wall. Can I come back later and help, like, rebuild it or something? Like, is there anything I could do to make it up to you guys?
He looks at you like you're crazy. You kidding me? You stopped a crazy hippo monarch from killing all of us and stealing our hippos. What do you think you have to make up? I'm sorry he threw you through a wall.
Yeah.
That's true.
Is he an adult?
He is an adult. He has influence over me.
Yeah. He is trying to shift your savior up. And...
probably danger down. He sees you as helped him out a lot.
I could see also mundane by...
Probably because you thought you needed to apologize for it, he's kind of like weirded out. So we're going to say savior up, mundane down.
Cool.
Are you going to reject that?
No, I'm not. I dig that.
Let's all get mundane as low as we can.
Next session I can just flop it and have a mundane plus two. It's fine.
Oh, yours is still positive?
Mine is currently zero, but I have like once a session I can swap my mundane with my mask label.
That's why it's useful to stock that with other labels.
Yeah, I want to stock either my savior or my mundane. They were both falling for a little bit there, and I was like, no, that's bad.
The police and zoo work together to clean up. Nala pulls up in a bashed and battered Escalade, stops in front of the zoo and hops out, runs over and throws her arms around Congo Jack. You did it! Thank you so much.
We have a stage.
We did it.
Winger.
Yeah. Yeah. I give Alloy an elbow to the side and was like, "How about that 1-2, huh?"
Heck yeah.
I'm gonna pick up.
That was an awesome knockout respawn.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick up the remote. I couldn't have done it without this guy, and I'm gonna give Alloy the high five. Just like, woo!
I'm going to briefly turn my hand into a much softer metal and lighter metal before you do that.
Okay. Did you say you were picking up the belted slag of that crown?
Yep.
Cool.
Ow, it's hot.
Also,
not cool.
You died.
Because we're sharing in triumphant celebration.
Put it on his head.
Yes, we are.
I'm gonna immediately make Alloy my new rival because just sharing in triumphant celebration with him.
Okay.
Just see who's the real strongest one here.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you how awesome your knockout was.
Alright.
Now everyone else tell me how not.
Well, we share about this triumphant celebration. Wasn't my net pretty cool, Tom?
That was fucking awesome.
Wowie, guys, do you fear me?
Yeah, Alloy is gonna look kind of sideways at Splendid and be like, "Did you have to melt it to his face? That seemed kind of
Yeah, all I asked for you was that you knock it off." But he's no king, I guess.
He is no king. Destroy the damn thing. I mean, darned thing.
I clap Congo Jack on the back, and I'm just like, yo, $800 well spent, man.
Yeah.
It's like five times.
Yeah.
Do some cool nets.
Nala looks confused at that statement.
I wave it away. I'm like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
Those cost millions to develop.
I think the person I'm asking if they think I'm cool might be Congo Jack, I think, since he was considered leader of this particular escapade.
Yeah, that was an awesome wall. Couldn't have stopped without you.
I saw the teammate, anyway, add team to pool.
Yeah,
so team to pool, and...
I had two
give
teams.
Them influence... Right, okay, if they say yes, give them in and take influence over them. Okay, so we get influence over each other. Do I already have... Oh, you get to shift my labels. And I get influence over you.
I will shift... You get influence over me?
Yep, we get influence over each other.
You just admitted you think she's cool.
That's true.
Ooh.
I will
actually
shift your mundane down and your savior up.
Mundane down, savior up. Okay.
Fuck being mundane.
Yeah, why would you want to associate with those peasants?
Did you say you added a team to pool? Who added team to pool?
Yes, team. I added one team to pool.
I had
so I think
two.
We got three total.
Yeah.
So you guys are back up to nine.
We're up to nine?
Yeah.
I could give influence over someone and spend one of those team. By getting away my doom.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
While we were doing our triumphant victory with each other, one of the things that Alloy says to Respawn is... yeah, man, thanks for standing strong with me there. Then he's going to kind of like get a little bit pensive and like look off into the middle distance, be like, yeah, I know that I've been a little bit flaky on this side of things, been worrying about stuff and, you know, quote, air quotes, real life. I'm doing my best to balance it. And do you see me as Alloy? Or a dude pretending to be Alloy?
I put a hand on his shoulder and said, like I said, I'm sure he's really important. Then I walk away.
That's a
okay, but
answer.
For the move, for meta reasons, for the mechanical
It sounds like
things.
You didn't get an answer.
Okay. Nothing for me then. Yay.
No. I was appealing to his real-life person.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm
that
sure he's
intention.
Really important. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm appealing to his human side, not his ally side.
What does that end up doing?
I don't know.
It says, I take influence over him if I reveal myself. I'm trying to figure out exactly how to...
So you show him your dick.
So more of your non-ally self?
Yeah. I'm gonna, like, before you walk away, I'm gonna stop you and say, hey, listen, I've been doing some thinking, and I think that it's not cool of me to, you know, just kind of like, I'm kind of like, it's funny, we have so many ghost people in this group, but it seems like I'm always ghosting on you guys, and there's no real way for you guys to contact me or know, you know, anything about me, and that seems kind of selfish.
Do you need a cell phone?
I think he's
not in this conversation.
Yeah, he's talking to me directly about this.
But, I get over here.
Yeah, something just pops up behind him.
I can get you one.
Go on.
I'm gonna say, you can call me Tobias. The name's Tobias. And I'm going to write down my actual cell phone number and say, if you ever have trouble contacting me with my other phone, here's something for emergencies.
I take it. I hold it up in front of him. And I tear it up.
You should have eaten it.
Okay.
And then just say, memorized.
No, I'm gonna tear it up. I'm going to say... Like I said, I'm sure he's really important. And I'm going to walk away.
Okay. We will call it there and go down Spook, did you grow closer to the team, grow into your image of yourself, or grow away from the team?
I'm gonna go grow away from the team.
How do you feel detached?
Like, I just sort of completely, like, sat out of fight. Like...
Okay.
Like, I felt, like, useless kind of thing.
Take influence away from someone.
Does Congo Jack have influence over you?
He does. I'm yes. gonna take it from him.
Aww.
More influence!
Respawn?
Yeah. Actually, I think I grew much closer to Alloy this session.
Yay!
Does Alloy already have influence over you?
I gained it with that celebration move.
Yeah.
So in that case, I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm going to shift your...
Mundane up, I think, because he was empathetic.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm going to go ahead and shift your freak down and mundane up. Because
bitch. All right, fine.
He hates Alloy.
You didn't
now.
Do very much freaky stuff,
yeah, but I
and you
that's
did
regenerate. I know. I did a lot of mundane.
You regenerated once, and it almost didn't work.
Maybe.
You guys don't know about that.
Yeah. You guys can Alloy. You can clear a condition or mark potential.
Yay! Wait, what? For is it? No, respawn
no,
can.
That was respawns.
Respawn can.
Give influence.
Because respawn's the one making the assassin move.
Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna clear a prey. Sorry. Because I get by with a little help from my friends.
Okay. Congo Jack.
I will say that I grow into my own image of myself. As like, because I just led the team on this heist. It wasn't a heist.
On this mission,
like a badass explorer from the Congo, and I took down a giant hippo man.
Okay, you can shift one label up and another down.
Yeah, I'll go mundane down and danger up.
Hell yeah.
Let's get dangerous.
Inkling.
Darkwing Duck. I'm not completely sure which I should go with. I'm between going close to the team because of the big mission that happened or feeling bad about being stupid with Renaissance Man.
Yeah, like, maybe you grew more detached because you got, like, swept up by him.
But then, like I said, like, the whole big team thing happened, and, like, that particular result, I do feel closer to everyone.
I would say whichever
works for Inkling, yeah. It sounds like you're making the case for closer.
Because, like, you went off with Renaissance, but... We still accepted you back even after you left
us. Yeah, like you came back and you were like, man,
to come back and talk to them about it.
Yeah.
And we were all just like, fuck that guy. You're your own hero.
Yeah, you be you. You be you.
That dude's a creep.
Yeah.
We're here for
so
you.
So close.
And I'm sure we've seen the last of him.
Yeah.
Check your drink.
Never show up again.
Check your drink. Oh my god.
Who's to give influence to?
If Jack doesn't have influence over you, I'd suggest him since he was...
Everyone except Respawn does, so maybe I should give it to Respawn, just kind of have the whole team.
Maybe. I did, like, immediately...
Yeah, you were the first person to spurn...
I was like, hold on a second.
Yeah, you were the first one to spurn Renaissance Man after... Well, both times, rather, but, you know. So, yeah, sir, Respawn.
I have influence over Inkling now.
Now I have... Everyone has influence over me in some fashion.
That's not a bad thing.
It can be.
Do I shift labels or what?
No.
No, you just gain influence since you don't have double influence. And I'm going to
shift labels if you get influence over someone you already have.
I remember. Yep.
Splendid.
If anything...
Closer away or into your image.
If anything, slightly away.
Okay.
Yeah, we did kind of trash your apartment.
You trashed my apartment, and then, like, my attempts to get into contact with you earlier were largely met with stonewalling.
Okay.
I responded.
Yeah, but...
Take influence away from, over you away from someone else.
Who has influence over me?
You don't have a chart?
You should keep track, but...
Yeah, I don't know who I have influence over. I don't know who has influence over me, actually.
I do, for one.
Alloy,
yeah, okay,
Inkling.
No, you're losing it, Alice.
Okay.
Like, you specifically...
She did tag up your apartment.
Well, yeah. Tag up my apartment, then ignore my phone calls, and then when I
told
you...
Hey, I was in the library!
When I told you that someone was looking for you, you asked them for where we were.
Because they're the one looking for me. Why wouldn't you skip the middleman?
Sorry, to stop the action for a second, can people who have influence over me sound off?
I do.
I have influence over you.
Okay, that's two. Anyone else?
No, I only have influence over Inkling. And Respawn and Spook have influence over me.
Alright, okay. I just wanted to keep track of that.
Alloy.
Alloy.
I think it's pretty clear cut that I grew closer to the team. Specifically, Respawn did a really great job of helping with that with our 1-2 punch at the end and our little self-celebration ceremony.
We had a couple of interludes this time around.
Yeah, so... But you already have influence over me, so you can shift my labels.
Alright, I'm gonna shift your danger down and your...
Yay! Yay! I like both of these things.
I'm not afraid of you, and you defended the fuck out of this place.
Yeah! This is good, because...
Mark potential.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and clear angry. I still feel a little bit guilty, because... I know that I'll still... I'm probably going to feel guilty until I can get a chance to talk to Carlos and see where we stand and how he feels about this whole alloy thing and just all the stuff with the carnival.
Oh, Spook, go ahead and clear your afraid. You didn't technically run from something difficult, but you froze up.
I already did when Respawn comforted me.
Yeah, oh, right. That was my aim, was to clear it from her so that she could actually contribute.
Then you didn't even need me.
Well, you still did stuff anyway.
Well, you moved the guy into the containment thing. Hmm.
And you also did help...
You helped Congo Jack with the final blow. Like, it was a team effort. Even if he didn't need your help, you still did it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Turn the recorder off.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
Would you say letting my nemesis know I exist would put me a step closer to, I guess... working my way to defeating them.
Hmm. Yes.
Okay, I get to mark a potential and not a doom.
Nice.
Yay. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, they 100% know.
Yeah, I entered my code, went to my room and took my stuff.
And I'm sure, like Renaissance Man, that will have no repercussions.
And, like, I think she did it kind of on purpose.
Yeah. You wanted them to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Turning the recorder off.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Night.
Yay.